Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to
West,
yeah.
everybody wanna hate trap. Dick with a whole lot of ass, running it up. Yeah, I'm doing laps, doing cash, I've been gambling, hit that subscribe. Niggas know I am what they like, way shake, yeah that's nice. I'm every hood, niggas fight, cash me out, call them ATM. Where I've been working, bitches think I'm in a gym. Close fake so we can be friends. Money on my mind, just focus on these ends. So that nigga run me my check, this pussy stay wet. Run that black card on the bitch, sloppy top on the tip. Make a nigga bust like an AK, little bitch grown now. Used to go by Lele, got killers in the pen, bout me, they don't play play. I'm up now, don't care what a bitch gotta say, say. So that nigga cash me out, call him ATM. Where I been working, bitches think I'm in a gym. Close fake so we can't be friends. Money on my mind, just focus on these ends. Handle these curves like you want a NASCAR. Said I got him with 10, never fuck with a porn star. Geeked off this pussy, Betty on a bar. Rap bitch for sex appeal, I'm up to par. Tell that nigga catch me out, call him ATM. Where I been working, bitches think I'm in a gym. Close fake so we can't be friends. Money on my mind, just focus on these ends.
It's Benji, baby. Fuck you, baby. No need to say it again. Must gotta remind these hoes that I'll be the one that bends them in. We did it again, and I got your man. He all in my bed trying to swim. Bustin' and poppin' and didn't wanna stop his shit till he not all on my chin. Yes, I be so nasty. You hoes might wanna take my class. Teach you how to be the shit. Leave them fuck niggas in the trash. Go knock them down. Dominoes. Wear your crap. Let it show. Make sure on you that back they blow.
Then pop that, pop that pussy.
This gushy, gushy, grabbing on this tushy. Hands all over my body like a button, you so push it. Watch him pop it on a rocket, be a trending topic. Say you plug, wanna sock it, need to fill these pockets. When we get money over here, we ain't taking nothing less than a Benjamin. My whole team gon' eat. If you ain't down with that shit, man, you in the wrong circle. See, I know you want this gushy, gushy, gripping on this tushy. Hands all over my body like a button, you so push it. Watch him pop it on a rocket, be a trending topic. Say you plug, wanna sock it, need to fill these pockets. Know you want this gushy, gushy, gripping on this tushy. Hands all over my body like a button, you so push it. Watch him pop it on a rocket, be a trending topic. Say you plug, wanna sock it, need to fill these pockets.
From being broke, smoking on pop pot, filling my soul. Love stay on my mind, but I'm holding my ground. I dash it zone. I was studying the streets, all I took classes zone. Yeah, you see me all in front of me like glasses zone. That hood was always a part of me, I had passion zone. Had a good girl telling me to stop, I kept smashing zone. Wasn't going back to being broke, so I had to change routes. If I chose this lifestyle, never turn back to mama house. Every year it seems like I lose a homie when the summer out. For me to give two fucks about you, that time is out. Me ahead to my feelings are sore. I was getting held back by Freud. I was going down, down that slide. Wanted help, but I didn't get that right. Mama, daddy showed taught me right. Got me a good one to treat me right. But you want me to change over not. There was a lot of people around me, I didn't know if they were solid. Had to keep caution ever since somebody stole my wallet. I fell in love with the music, even though it came with some new shit. Even though it's draining my pocket, I feel like it lost like a rocket. Money just fly by, yeah I know, yeah I know. I just wanna skydive from being broke, from being broke. Smoking on pop pot, filling my soul. Love stay on my mind, but I'm holding my groan. How that shit dumb. I was studying the streets hard, I took classes. Dumb. Yeah, you see me all in front of me like glasses. Dumb. Yeah, the hood was always a part of me, I had passion. Boom. Had a good girl telling me to stop, I kept smashing. Boom. I was dropping like Amazon, on top of my shit like Parmesan. But he wanna preach like Farrakhan. Nobody ate when they hammer on me, cause it could fuck up a ceremony. It ain't like the streets care about me, if it could've squeezed the air by me. I seen a homie get slayed out in front of me. Learned at an early age that misery needs company. I remember I was smoking them pom-poms. Yeah, I was sagging on my Sean Johns. Had to get it back when I signed on. But they gave me cash to go write a song. No, I didn't last cause a nigga smoke a lot. Yeah, I was young, flipping in the parking lot. Yeah, I was dumb, I was trying to get a slot. Trying to get mail, even when I block hard. Yeah, haters wanna tell, but that's not my goal. If they still wanna ride, then I got my goal. Even for a meal, I can't sell my soul. Even for a deal, I can't let that go. Money just fly by, yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. I just wanna skydive from being broke, from being broke. Smoking on pop pot, filling my soul. Love stay on my mind, but I'm holding my groan. God, that shit's dumb. I was studying the streets hard, I took classes. Dumb. Yeah, you see me all in front of me like glasses. Dumb. Yeah, the hood was always a part of me, I had passion. Dumb. Had a good girl telling me to stop, I kept smashing. Dumb.
Mama, she said she's sick of me, she tired of me walking on her. She left her envelope on a nightstand, I read the letter. She wanna clear out the joint account, she need to get her head in. I'm so hot, I'm seeing red. She's talking about taking half my green. Now it got me reminiscing on the blues they used to sing. Johnny Taylor said it's cheaper than cheaper, but Daddy T told me to let it go. It's just another love TKO. I wanna work it out, but she say no. If she's suffering, so she think whatever she say go. Break up to make up, that's all we do. You see this love, hate thing, it's just a game for fools. And she said maybe we should try again. And so we tried, cause neither one of us wanna be the first to say goodbye. It was a bitter split, I'm out smoking me a cigarette trying to calm down. Here she come back to ignorant, time to call her mom now. To come over and get her shit, cause if I lay the bomb down and mess around and split her lip, I'ma end up on the compound. Girl, you ought to know to give a man's face. Get out a man's face. Don't put yourself in a man's place. Hit me with that damn bass. I promise you won't stand a chance. Cause both of us gon' be leaving here in the ambulance. She smashed the bass and said, we're finished and we're history. In December when it's nippy, please remember to forgive me. In the beginning we was winning, now the chemistry is missing. The kids won't see my stocking on the chimney at Christmas. The enemy has visited. Our happy homie took her from us. Can't turn back the hands of time. Guess that's how the cookie crumbles. We ain't the only ones who took a shot at love and loss. You might as well just drive me to the edge of the cliff and shove me off. Johnny Taylor said it's cheaper than cheaper, but Daddy T told me to let it go. It's just another love TKO. I wanna work it out, but she say no. If she's suffering, so she think whatever she say go. Break up to make up, that's all we do. You see this love hate thing, it's just a game for fools. And she said maybe we should try again. And so we tried, cause neither one of us wanna be the first to say goodbye.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can bat it up.
Yeah, 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production.
Mixer and mastering.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ.
And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
The hip hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
Like him.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, what the fuck is up? Mad Monday. Let's see if this shit gonna work today.
I ride.
On me, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna bring in. I know I'm gonna bring in first. I'm bringing my whole girl, Benji. Benji, what's up, baby?
What's up? What's up? How you doing?
I ain't got like wet clothes and two broke niggas in the spot me.
Yeah. I know you are.
Well, old girl busy in the building. We got 86, this Airwear, DJ AM Love. What it does, y'all?
Yeah,
everybody.
Hey, I got a special request, man. Man, y'all don't need to play that 86 song no more, man. That song gonna be tripping me out. Be like me and my old lady friend, boy. We do it on the 1st and the 15th. They used to it on the 1st and the 15th.
Damn, which one is that? Don't hang on me.
That song. That song got meaning. I like it, man. Yeah, Taylor said it's cheaper to keep it.
Time you just have to go on bail. You know what I mean? I'm out. I can't. The way the ball bounces, G. Nah, it's all good like firewood. Damn, my girl left already?
Damn, where's everybody at?
86 on the line. I think that's DJ M. Love. He just ain't said nothing.
Hey, Love done step back in the door.
Can y'all hear me? I'm online here.
Oh, okay. I hear him, Love. Shoot. Hell, Love,
what's
got
up,
married and got a divorce.
Hell,
Love, get married.
No, that's me.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Me, 86.
That's your brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Man, you know what's crazy?
Good, yeah. Oh, that's Hell, Love. That's Hell, Love right there.
Mm-hmm. Hell, Love.
Come on, let's
get divorced. Yeah, I'll be Cypher with the 70.
Hey, you know what I heard today was some crazy ass shit. They like Kanye and motherfucking Drake is beefing. Y'all hear about that shit?
Kanye and Drake are feuding
again. I think they had a feud
again.
Before. Yep.
Again. Come on, man.
Wow.
Really.
Wait, why did this nigga Kanye put this nigga address online though? That nigga Kanye straight put this nigga Drake address online.
That's crazy.
Oh, I have to go. I don't like Kanye. I don't like neither one of them if you really want to know the truth, but I'll go fuck Kanye ass up.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really want to know the truth, I think everybody know where Drake live. Hell, ain't nobody going to Canada to go and visit that motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Right? I mean, like, seriously.
Hey, man.
I mean, I don't even think you can get into Canada right now.
Nah, they just letting motherfuckers in right now. But see, what it is, you know, they real... Because, you know, they whole team couldn't even play. None of their basketball team, none of them, they couldn't even play in Canada. But I'm going to tell you what some of these dumb motherfuckers did. Made the fake COVID vaccine paper and went over there. You know, and I was gonna do that shit. Till they start talking about jail time, I was like, oh, nigga, I'm too scary for that. I'm way too scared for that, nigga. Because I was getting ready to start making. Because back in the day, don't you remember when you used to have to have your insurance cards to drive your car? Oh, yep. Nigga, I was cleaning up, nigga. I'm going to say it, nigga. I'm going to say it. up. I was cleaning up like a motherfucker. I met everybody insurance cards. So, you know, if they was driving, if they got pulled over, they had their insurance papers until they really, you know, cracked down on that shit. Not on us making the insurance papers. Them motherfuckers, they had another system to where they start getting in touch with the DMV and all this old shit. So we had to stop it. So when I went and got my COVID shot, I was like, ooh, I'm about to start bootlegging the fuck out of these. But them motherfuckers went up to Canada trying to get into Canada with some fake cards.
Yeah.
They charged them motherfuckers. They fined them $70,000. And if they catch you making them and selling them motherfuckers, they going to give you an automatic 5 years. I was like, oh, no.
Ooh.
One of my niggas
touching, yeah.
Was, man, you could clean up. I said, mm-mm, I ain't cleaning up a motherfucking thing because I ain't going to no jail for 5 years.
Not
and
that
might be my third strike. You know what I'm saying? Hey, give me a third strike for that shit. I'm like, I'm cool. But that's what happens, man. So they real skeptical about letting anybody into Canada.
Mm-hmm.
All the niggas, the motherfuckers could come out of Canada all they want to, but
yeah,
all y'all nasty Americans, y'all can't come up here.
They'll let your ass in Afghanistan.
Oh, nigga, they could have that too.
Yeah.
They can have Afghanistan. That motherfucker, I don't know why people even want to go over to them type of places. You know what I'm saying? I really want to try to go to Egypt. I want to go and, you know, see the Mink, the Sphinx, and the pyramids and all that shit. But I don't think I can do it, bro. I don't think I can do it. Nigga, because
you
get caught over there.
And you see all the pyramids you need to see. Going overseas right now ain't the place to be.
I go to Vegas and look at the motherfucking what's that motherfucker called? That big ass pyramid out there. I go and look at that motherfucker. That's about it. I ain't going over there.
MGM.
You know? No, that's not the MGM, the Luxor.
Yeah, Luxor. Yeah, that's my bad.
Yeah, Luxor like a motherfucker. That'd be the only pyramid I see. I watch the motherfuckers online because it's like my little brother moved to Africa, bro. My little brother moved to Africa. I think Nigel was 34, 35. I think he is like a year older than my son. And this nigga moved to Africa. And so my uncle was telling me, he was like, well, what do you think he moved to Africa for? I said, it's probably because some African girl was over there shaking her ass on the phone, and that motherfucker had to go. Ain't no, I'm going to put it to you like this. I got people all over the United States. So if I went anywhere in the United States and it was something really funky going on, I got somebody that, you know what I'm saying, I could call.
Yeah.
You in Africa, who the fuck you going to call? You know what I'm saying? I'm in Africa. I'm getting ready to call. Hey, Mr. Everywhere. I'm in Africa, bro, and they tripping. What do you think Mr. Everywhere going to be like? Oh, I'll be there in a minute. Nah, motherfucker. Your ass is in Africa. I don't give a damn where I'm at in the United States. I know somebody. I'll be like, look, I'm in the phone. Yeah. Something's going on. I need y'all help. That's easy. In Africa, you can't call nobody. You over there by your goddamn self.
Yeah,
so that's crazy, man. I don't know. I can't go over there. No Africa. No, I ain't going out to the United States. I ain't even going to Mexico. I used to love going to Mexico.
Hell, love. Y'all going to have to tighten up, man, in Texas, man. What happened to Shakari Richardson, man?
Man, I don't know what's going on. I've been out of the loop for about 6 months.
She made last place in the race.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Last place, came in ninth place.
I heard her up there.
And then she made the comment with the cussing on TV. She said she done kind of lost all her lackluster making it back to the Olympics, and then done lost some more endorsements.
Well,
like whoever's in her corner, they ain't too bright to guide that girl where she needs to be.
Crazy, man. Come back to the road.
Oh, we're 86 on here.
We got any guests on here tonight? Who we got on there? Nobody?
My God, busy talking. I love him.
Ooh.
Got him, coach.
Y'all need to let me know when you need to get it. Just
let me know. Y'all gonna do the milk crate challenge?
Yeah. What milk crate challenge?
Oh hell! Don't tell Scratch about that. Scratch your bones. Your bones ain't strong enough for that scratch.
That shit all over social media.
That old boy kicked that damn milk crate on me, and the old boy fell down. I said, damn, that whole block would have got shot up.
I ain't do nothing to harm any motherfucking way, so that's a man. But I don't know nothing about the milk crate challenge.
They doing a milk crate, and you gotta they build it like a bridge, and you gotta walk across it. And without falling, you get about 5 feet in there, that shit fall down on you. And they got one.
Y'all
know
they got that shit set up by my house.
Oh shit! You gonna go do it?
Hell no! What? I ain't gonna crash, dummy. Cause that's what they doing, crashing. What they doing?
You dumbass! Now I'm just saying.
Well,
to them, it's fun.
Is it crazy?
So you hit that goddamn pavement, that dude hit his head on the concrete.
He did?
He just laid there, folded up. More than one, a bunch of them hit their head.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Oh, no. Them the wrong presidents. I wouldn't even do that shit for no money. And people
then why
are actually
do some shit like that now.
Okay, hold on.
To the room.
Hold on. So they stack milk crates up and you gotta walk across the milk crate.
Yeah.
Up like London Bridge.
Oh no. Mm. Mm mm.
You know them crates ain't never safe to walk up on.
Hell no.
It's a pyramid. They make it a pyramid.
I know, it's bad enough you want to step on one crate and that motherfucker might slip and fucking break a hip or something. If you want to walk in the
back. Exactly.
I don't give a shit. I had to climb up on my roof. I had to climb up on my roof, nigga. I was shaking like a mini bike the whole time. I just kept thinking about the scenario of me falling off this bitch.
I don't like hike my damn self. But I do it if I got to.
To do with hikes, it's just that I had to go on the roof. And I'm up on that motherfucker, boy, I'm walking like I'm 80. Because, nigga, I'm walking slow as fuck. Because I'm thinking I'm going to fall through my ceiling and fall in my studio and type of shit.
Man, I fell out of a tree one time when I was 5, and that was a wrap on heights.
Yeah. That's some different shit.
Hell yeah, I was climbing a tree and slipped down. And I didn't even really hurt myself that bad. I just cut my arm, and I still wasn't fucking around. I think that's when anxiety kicked in into my life.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, when I was a little kid, I mean, the sky was the limit. Fuck it. If I fall and get fucked up, I just fall and get fucked up. But when I got older, I remember I was on a bike. I was like 35. I had a ramp, and I jumped over my fence in the front yard. But I was going too fast, and I ran into the fence after I jumped over the fence on a bike. I was like, oh, that's it for me.
Mm-mm. You did what?
Hey, you
ran
me
into
on
a fence?
Yeah,
that's a showstopper.
It was a ramp, and I jumped over my gate on the ramp. But when I landed, I was going too fast, so I ran into the gate. The gate in front
mm-mm.
of me. I thought I'd be able to stop. Yeah. Mm-mm. That was mm-hmm. a ride for all that shit.
Yeah, so that damn handlebars massage your ribs. That's it. Up here, mama.
Oh,
take
man.
Hey,
if y'all ain't never had no handlebars in y'all ribs, that shit is not fly.
So look, what type of fence did you just slam into the fence that got the little bar at the top? Or was it the one with the little twisted things, like the bread wires at the top?
Yeah, it's the wire fence, the regular wire
mm-mm.
gate, like. And when I hit that motherfucker, the handlebars hit my chest, and then that shit sprung me backwards. I was like, oh, nah, them is the wrong president. Busy, what's up, man? I know you out there doing something big.
Yeah, I'll be working. I'm always working, man. Think about getting on them crates myself, though. I like a challenge, you know. I like a little bit of adventure in my life.
What, like running in the shit?
Don't do it.
I ain't running into nothing, you know. I'm trying to balance. I've been a ballerina since I was three.
Hey, look. If you take on one of them challenges, record it. I want to see if you make
it.
I want to see it if you don't.
Oh, if I do it, you know, I'm going to record it. I'm all about the camera. You know, I ain't camera shy. I'm finna go live. So I'm going to tag you guys if I decide to do it. But I am thinking about it.
Hey,
look.
Make sure you bubble tape yourself.
Put some bubble wrap on this shit. Nigga, you know how big the bubble wrap gotta be if I put some on to do some stupid ass shit? That motherfucker be looking like.
I just didn't really think that it would be as big a deal as it is. Because I saw it when they first started doing it, but. Like, I don't want to.
When I first saw it,
it was a certain type of people doing it at first. Now everybody doing it.
Right.
But I tell you one thing.
The motherfucker.
I had a blast last night. Hey, I'm
going to
tell you right now,
D-Ray
is a motherfucking food, man.
Oh,
there you go.
I'm trying to get a whole lot of milk crates, and they walk across motherfuckers.
Yes. They build them up like Legos, like London Bridge, like Little Peak at the top. And they walk up like some Super Mario shit, and then they walk back down.
I am the floor, jamming that show. Yeah, we on the south side. This is what we do. Hey,
with
oh, the no.
Yeah, let the flow. I want to see. I know somebody leg going to go through the crate, and I'm waiting to see it.
Lil Bootsy, when he did it, the boy's goddamn near broke his leg. He was laying on the ground about 15 minutes.
Little
those
boosted.
Guys give y'all $5,000 if y'all come across it.
Hey, I'm with you.
We can have that.
nigga. I'm not jumping out no airplane. I'm not bungee jumping off no fucking bridge.
I'm gonna tell you,
cat walking no fucking stream.
I'm not doing none of that either. Who caught that up?
That's what's gonna be next.
I meant to tell y'all this a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, your motherfucking ass, you gonna land on the ground, he just gonna jump up and down on your fucking chest. Look, let me tell y'all this. Opposition to tell y'all about it. So this one cat, he wants to do a documentary, you know, about, it's called Studio 54, like back in the 70s, that shit used to be rocking and that, you know what I mean?
Woo! Cocaine City!
So, yeah. So anybody wants me to do the documentary, you know? So we actually in the documentary for him, right? So he said, hey,
would
you be?
You're breaking up. We can't hear you. Sorry.
You gotta swap that flip phone out.
Yeah, it's a hole.
You need to stand on the roof.
Scratch got the flip phone tonight.
He got a flip phone.
Ain't that a bitch?
Got
no, hold on. Wait, hold on. Y'all hold the fuck on.
Yeah, he got a bad phone with a TV antenna.
Hey, you better tell him that flip phone the truth.
Yeah, he got a bad phone with a TV antenna.
Flip phone the truth.
That battery last a long ass time on that Nokia.
All right, now, motherfucker, I'm on my house phone. This motherfucker, I'm breaking up now, y'all motherfuckers. So much reverb, man. I thought you was a mix engineer. Hello, hello, hello. Oh, everybody's got to go. So y'all motherfuckers got to go tonight. You don't hear me now. You ain't gonna hear me at all.
You too much reverb. You damn near sound like AutoTune.
Turn down that hearing aid.
You sound like Future.
Shut the fuck up.
Jesus Christ.
Now you sound like Police Academy.
Y'all motherfuckers ain't going to do, man.
Yeah, you on the police megaphone like Police Academy.
Oh, shut up.
They gonna call you high child.
I was just waiting for him to start beatboxing.
Man, I'm gonna cut that bullshit out.
You know what
I'm talking about? This is your brain on drugs. No, these motherfuckers, the dude was asking me, he said, well, they do this porno. Would you be willing to edit their porno? And I'm like, they give you 5 racks. I'm like, 5 racks? Fuck yeah. Do you notice the motherfucker said it was all men and I had to turn that shit down?
They were trying to see if you was going to fight the hook, nigga. They were trying to get you. They were like, yeah, we're going to get scratched over here.
Hell no, motherfucker. No, but the motherfucker was straight trying to give me the, if it would have been like all women, oh, it would have been on. I'd be like, fuck yeah, shoot me that 5 racks, because dude was like, he'll pay you right now. He'll send the money right now. And he was like, yeah, but there's a catch to it. I said, well, what's the catch to it? He said, it's all men. I was hell no.
You gotta make sure you edit the the penetration in close motion.
Hell no.
I think it was the cum shots that took him out. The cum shots took him out.
Bro, it's some things that money you just can't. Man, I passed it. Hey, all money ain't good money. I couldn't do it, bro.
I wouldn't do it either, but I'm just saying.
Damn,
they want you to get close up to the ass and the balls and shit. No, hell
no. Oh, no.
I just had to edit it.
I couldn't do it, bro. I couldn't do it. I didn't even see nothing. They ain't sent me nothing. I ain't seen nothing. But when they asked me, and he told me that it was all men, I said, I couldn't do it, bro. I said, I can't do it. Nigga, I almost threw up thinking about it. But from what I heard, they found somebody to do it. Because, look, I was trying to subcontract that shit out. I was trying to get... See, if I knew somebody who might want to make two racks.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, that's what you
could have
did.
Yeah, I was trying to get motherfuckers. Oh, man, I know these people, they going to give you two racks if you're going to do that. Because, of course, I was going to keep that three from my person.
You could have called Lil Nas X up. He probably wouldn't let you keep the five.
That nigga probably, wanted to be in the motherfucker.
He just wanted the credit.
And you know, I mean, that, like I said, all money ain't good money. Walking across some crates and putting yourself up.
Hey, you know some of that shit you have to loop it too.
Oh my God. Now you know, like, you know when the motherfuckers got they be having the beginning part, if they had like all of the episodes to where it start off when they got clothes on. And all I had to do was that it was actually a website. It wasn't even a video. It was a website. So I knew I couldn't do that. It was a website they wanted me to do because the dude who was doing the website, he died of COVID. So
he was supposed to. He needs to die. He needs to die fast. You do some shit like that.
I couldn't do it, bro. I said, you know what? That should be scarred in my head forever.
Yeah.
I can't be waking up.
Anyway. Oh my God. Taking out of me ass like that? Whoa, wait a minute.
You know, I ain't with the nut clackers, bro. I'm cool. I'm cool like a mug. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't do that shit. I told my wife, I was like, hey, they want me to do this gay men video. She said, do it. $5 shit. That's $5. I was like, well, yeah, my eyes is way more important than that. I mean, I'm going to tell you the honest to God truth. I don't like porn unless it's all girls. I don't even want to see another nigga hit. So I damn sure don't want to see a nigga hitting a nigga. Man, whew. Anyway, I just thought I'd share that with y'all because that shit was a real shocking day in my life. And I've been meaning to tell y'all that for a couple of weeks. That shit happened a couple of weeks ago. I'm like, bro,
You really didn't want to tell us that. Tell the truth. You really didn't want to bring it on.
No, I wanted to tell y'all. It'll be different if I told y'all I did it. I would have never told y'all I did it.
That would be true.
Hey, y'all, guess what, man? I went and did this
video for $5,000.
They gave me $5,000 to do this gay porno thing. Hell no, nah, man. Now, I wouldn't have told y'all that. I told y'all because I didn't do it. I couldn't do it. So that means to tell y'all, ladies and gentlemen out there in radio land, sometimes all money ain't good money. Now, sometimes people want to just go on and get the money. Y'all go on and do y'all thing. But that's one thing Scratch couldn't do. I don't give a fuck. Anyway, we're about to jump into a couple of jams. Man, let me go back to back with some busy. I played Pop It on a Rocket. So I'm going to play the other. I'm going to play You Can and Virgo. We getting ready to start off with that. Wait a minute. Hold on. Uh-uh. What about what the mouth do? I'm getting ready to go three Benjis back to back on y'all motherfuckers. And y'all niggas, y'all keep y'all pants zipped up and all that old shit. If y'all lie, give me a call. 323-642-1597. True West Radio, Mad Ass Motherfucking Monday with all my folks. Let's go. Here we go. I'm going to play what it is. What that mouth do? I'm going to play that last. Yeah. But you can, though. You can.
Hey, yo. These dudes want to play me like I'm Victorian shit. Keep thinking they can buy me, please. I hold my own little bitch. I'm on some honest shit. I make them pay my rent. I fuck with OGs and they we be hella lit. Focus on my art so I paint them still pictures. Money makes the world go round, pussy makes it richer. I got real less cases, I'm just sitting with the Benji. Benji got the recipe, serving all the needy. Ride that chick set on cruise, make them bitches on news. Send them home when I'm through, I ain't chasing no dudes. Had him singing out a symphony. Yes, 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 it's a pimp in me. Oh, I'm feeling all his energy. He broke my heart, you put the breath in me. Best be careful how you treat me. I can make that pussy grip. Leave your body shaking, feeling slightly pussy whip. Get me drunk, be my knife. Like that blunt fuck all night. I fall asleep on that dick, then nurse that dick back to life. I don't expose who I'm with. Hope you bitches take chips. Get the monies and dip if he ain't talking about shit. Niggas cry more than bitches. Y'all having babies by stitches. I'm reserved for a friend. Fuck nigga, can't hit this. Fond of it, no time for a nigga still attached to a tit. Out green on him, yeah, he can get those grits. Pussy whipped cream, strawberry with the fruit. 9-inch heels on these all black boots. Switched up the look, stick ship coupe. All you niggas at the corner store, move nigga, move. Everybody been said, put BD in the nightclub. Now you wanna book her, what BD jack that price up. You can be strapped up, go call for your backup. We'll take your pistol from you and make you bitch. When speaking with the OG, told me keep my music underground. Then the OG blessed and resurrected from the underground. Now we getting money, stick to state, moving out of town. Married to the gang, this ain't the rules, it ain't no out of bounds. Proof, we need some proof. You say you gangster, we'll show the proof. Proof, we need some proof. You say you gangster, well nigga shoot. Throw your sets to the motherfucking roof. Bring the troops, that's my dog and that's my bitch. Throw your sets to the motherfucking roof. Bring the troops, that's my dog and that's my bitch. Cause we smoked out, zigzag. And we ride out, we riding real fast. The dope's out, and it's a big trap. So bring them ziplocks to the big lab. I'm back out, bitches be mad. It's a blackout and we riding jack. Never carry cash in my big bag. Snapchat models don't get the bag. I go hard on these bras and I don't sweat them at all. And I don't go through his phone and I don't wait on his call. Me, my daughter's alone. If you see him, don't speak. Leave
your body leak and put you 6 feet deep. Cause I got the scope, no soap on the rope. Dead on sight, and I am the host. If you leave your daughter with a man, you a bitch. Y'all do anything for dope, y'all do anything for dick. With your whack ass weave and your fake ass coach, don't come for the bitch, cause Draco is some ghost. Say you gangster, we'll show the proof. Proof, we need some proof. You say you gangster, well niggas you. Cause we smoked out, zigzag. And we ride it real fast. The dope's out, and it's a big trap. So bring them ziplocks to the big lab.
Trying to keep cool. Summertime in LA is the best. We party all night long over here on the west. When the sun goes down, we can move it to the inside and get wild and crazy without nothing to hide. One more slow run should hold us all night. Only 12 more hours until daylight. Having a good time, that's just what I do. When everybody feels the same when they come to my barbecue. Plenty of drinking, all the food that you need. Bring some cups and get some buns, we got plenty of issues. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue on what really happens when you come to my barbecue. Start one day and don't end to the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe they might hit you. We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue. You
invited to a barbecue that started at 4. Running kinda late, better hit the store. Said they out of ice, scratch, need some more. Use the side gate, there's a note on the front door. Food stretched out on the table like a sports board. Tank top thongs and his booty galore. Homies playing bombs to their favorite rap song. Ain't nothing like a party when the Kelly summer's on, man. Traffic backed up on the block like a gridlock. Baby girl in the hills saving local parking spot. Ain't no party like a West Coast party, cause a West Coast party is the backyard boogie barbecuing in the Cali shine. Homies out like life on stage, so you know it's summertime. Feel the breeze through the trees while I puff on these weeds. Cali indeed.
Plenty of drinking, all the food that you need. Bring some cups and some buns, we got plenty of issues. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue on what really happens when you come to my barbecue. Start one day and don't end to the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe they might hit you. We all get together, man, that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue. Drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and get some buns, we got plenty of. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue on what really happens when you come to my barbecue. Start one day and don't end to the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together, man, that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue.
I just wanna hit ya, I might come and get ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. This might be the last night, so take a picture. Don't bring your heart with ya. If you call me late night and you want me to split ya, don't bring your heart with ya. You want that black snake and it came up and bit ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. I know that we just met and we both having problems at home. Having long conversations on the phone. Your man is tripping, my girl is tripping, and you slipping into depression. I make you laugh, it's part of your confession. You wanna get to know me better as a friend. It's been about 3 years since you talked to any other men. You contemplating if you want a lover on the side. You got nervous and backed out the last time you tried. You shouldn't have told me that because I'm in pursuit like a high speed chase. Keep that smile on your face, just remember, leave your feelings at home. If we hook up, you think I'm there but I'll be gone. Every time you look up, a friend with benefits, that's what we need. Half on the room, half on the drinks, half on the weed. I never wanna hear that you love me. Bring your pussy over here and leave your heart with your hubby. I just wanna hit ya, I might come and get ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. This might be the last night, so take a picture. Don't bring your heart with ya. If you call me late night and you want me to split ya, don't bring your heart with ya. You want that black snake and it came up and bit ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. It's been 3 weeks. Late night creep. Motel sheets. Suspicions from my peeps. But we still kick it every time we get a chance to. I'm glad you understand I'm not here to romance you. Straight seduction and fulfilling our needs. You release your juice, I feel the rubber proceed. You keep coming back because my stroke ain't gon' change. But later on we gotta talk because you starting to act strange. Mad when I'm leaving, happy when you see me. I'm supposed to please you, you supposed to please me. Don't get me wrong, I sympathize about your feelings. But if you gonna cook my rabbit, I don't want no kind of dealings. We could get together without bouncing the bed. Me and you was only sex, that's exactly what you said. If you use that L word, I'm gonna have to bullshit ya. A couple of times you trip, I think you brought your heart with ya. I just wanna hit ya, I might come and get ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. This might be the last night, so take a picture. Don't bring your heart with ya. If you call me late night and you want me to split ya,
came up and bit ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. It's been a long time. What's cracking? How you doing? Back in the day, it was you I was pursuing. Some years later, still fine as fuck, and your body still got me on stuck. You wanted me, you should've let it be known. Forget that bitch that I was with, that shit could've been on. If you feel the same way, let's get together and chill. If you wanna get a room, I got something on the bill. Are you with it? Damn, I can't wait to see you naked, counting down every hour, every minute, every second. Since you've been celibate, I promise that I'll be gentle, so the screaming won't disturb nobody else in the rental. Wear something sexy for your boy. If you got one, bring it to you. Playing with it is something I enjoy. After a little foreplay on my lap, I was hit you, but I'll throw your ass off if you brought your arm with you. I just wanna hit you, I might come and get you. Don't bring your heart with you. This might be the last night, so take a picture. Don't bring your heart with you. You call me late night and you want me to split ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. You want that black snake and it came up and bit ya. Don't bring your heart with ya.
Yo, this Ill Gates and you rockin' with King Scratch on Mad Monday. Ugh.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
What up, everybody? You rockin' live. King Scratch. DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, the Federal Soldier, with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Representing all the way from the dirty south, baby. We in the building.
Wait a minute, bitch. True West Radio Zone.
True West Radio. King Scratch. DJ Headblood.
My girl Sweet Pea. What's up, baby?
Yeah. My nigga JoJo.
JoJo, what it do, my
nigga? Oh. This is True West Radio. It's the hip-hop scene. We don't play none of that
Play-Doh.
Yeah.
It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them drugs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. It's time for True West Radio. Throw them drugs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass. Cause it's time for True West Radio.
Listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangsta shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet P with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need hype, yeah, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8. It's all love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing. It's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
Hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the little homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D O Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio, Mad Monday, Mad Monday. It's Mad Monday because, you know, a lot of people, when people got jobs, they got to wake up and go to work today. They're like, fuck, I had a good weekend. Anyway, we back in the building, man. I got Mr. Everywhere. I got JoJo Loco, True West Radio, True West Entertainment. Sweet Bee! My old girl, Benji. Let's see, who else? We got, let's see. We got 86 up in here. We got Confetti. And we got Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV.
He's
fine. Buddha Hype Promotion. That's a cat of Oklahoma and however the fuck you say it.
Hey, what's happening, family?
What's going on with it, brother?
Already, you already know who it is. It's your brother, Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV, Hustlers Never Sleep, Buddha Hype Promotions. Representing Oklahoma, Texas. If you don't know what that is, that's Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Oklahoma. Right here in the middle, past the Mason-Dixon line.
The Mason-Dixon line. I hear that,
yes,
man.
Where you been, brother?
Oh, man, just laying low, man. Swimming and doing things like that, crawling in the trenches, you know. Below the stars, looking at the quasars.
Yeah, I seen you 4-10. I ain't seen you throw the hand grenade yet.
Oh, no grenades this year. No grenades. I'm just sweeping and mopping floors. No grenades.
Yeah, I ain't seen him since I took your role in the damn Roosevelt Wave video. I ain't seen you since.
Oh, man, the video was awesome, man. Well, they, you know, they left me on the video shoot. They didn't even tell me to, you know, to the, when the camera started rolling, they said, hey, we're shooting a video. The camera started rolling. I said, well, I'll be damned.
So, yeah, the keys were shining. That was what you trying to say?
Hey, but the video was off the chain, man. I've been playing it all day, all night. Everybody been checking it out, man. Day one already 200 video, already 200 views day one. It ain't been 24 hours yet since they released.
Yeah, we gonna get that up. We gonna run them numbers up.
Well, you know what's crazy? You know that damn, I told you I was going to write that movie 2 weeks. I'm halfway done with it. I'm halfway done writing that movie already.
I thought it was on mine two weeks ago. I wrote 2 lines.
Hey, well, I almost got half of the movie, bro. You know, it's crazy because we was going to cast people to be in the movie. But I decided I just wanted all of the homies to be in the movie. So I'm going to have all the people I know in the movie to where they don't have to worry about, you know, because first of all, I ain't paying no goddamn body.
Well, hold on now, Scratch. We need to stop all that wigger.
Now you like the black guy following up that thing in St. Louis, Scratch.
Nigga. I'm going to tell you like this. Hopefully somebody just pick up the damn trailer and then they just pay me for the movie and I'll be done with it. So that means I won't need no goddamn body. In the meantime, I want to try to get it shot because, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the only thing I could do is speed you. I ain't got no budget. we came up with this concept a couple of weeks ago, a week ago or so. And I done wrote half a movie already. Where the hell am I going to get the money from? You know what I mean?
So,
half of the movie is already wrote. So, man, trust me, it's banging.
I wrote it
all on paper, but now I'm trying to type it, so it's taking extra long because, you know, I want to send it to everybody who's going to be at the party. See, y'all too far away. I put all y'all in the motherfucker. I might have to put Benji in there, though.
Hey, I'm available.
You might have to be the wife in the video. I mean, in the movie.
The man
name is, guess what? His name is Malcolm King.
Okay, Malcolm. Okay.
Malcolm X and Martin Luther King put together. So it's the King family.
Okay.
And I don't know if you heard what we was talking about, but it's a cat that he just got promoted in his job and all that stuff, and then he go to the doctor and they tell him he only got 2 weeks to live.
Wow.
So he start going ape shit.
Wow. Hey, that's interesting.
He don't drink, he don't smoke, he don't do nothing, but all that's gonna change.
Wow. Okay, I see where you're going. I like your vision.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, just a spoiler alert. At the end of the damn movie, he got misdiagnosed, so he going to jail. Call us on the 510. Who this?
Is it Ms. Alina? What up?
What up, man?
Hey, now, how you?
Oh, hanging like wet clothes. What's going on with it?
Ain't nothing that's stopping in.
Oh, that's what's up, man. I'm glad you called, man. As a matter of fact, anybody else out there want to holler at us, give us a call. You know, 323-642-1597. True West Radio. We in this motherfucker, you know what I mean? Ha ha.
Yeah.
So that's what that movie's about. So I'm about to, I gotta finish writing it because I'm ready to shoot it. I want to shoot the trailer this weekend coming up. You know, so
you shooting the trailer in L.A.
Yep.
Okay. Keep us posted. Yep. Keep me posted for sure.
Oh yeah, I'll keep you posted. I'll make sure. You know, if you're interested in the part, like I say, I'm just trying to see if we could, hell, if we could get some money, if we get sponsors, we going to shoot the whole movie. But if we just, they like the trailer and they just want to take it, they have it. Pay us and we out. So if you in the trailer, you get paid if they buy the movie. If you in the movie and then we get sponsors, you getting paid. You know what I mean? It's just something that, you know, we bought all these shitload of cameras and lights and all of this shit. And, you know, my nigga was like, bro, we got to fuck around and try to do a movie or something. We came up with that concept last week or week before last. I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to write it. And I know a lot of people that write movies and he say, make the characters and the characters that talk for you.
Right.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's so funny. Mm-hmm. So I'm hyped. Like I said, I bet you if you read what I got, you'll be hyped like a motherfucker too. Like, oh, that shit is dope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the vision. I think that's good.
Because look, then the motherfuckers, they got, her name, the wife's name is Cece. Her name is Cece King. And they got these motherfucking smart mouth kids. Sarah. Sarah like six. And Michael's like about 12. And he's like 12. So they like smart mouth ass kids.
And they like the Cowboys.
Yeah.
What? What about the Cowboys?
The kids like the Cowboys. They Cowboys fans.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I'm going to play that part in. I'm just playing.
Oh, my God. Why would you want to bring that up in a serious conversation?
For real.
We don't want no jokes in here, man. Cowboys is
a joke. You said the Cowboys.
The 49ers was a joke.
That's crazy.
Oh, we get ready to see it a couple of months. We're going to see it in a couple of months. We're going to see who the joke is. Does it look like? Y'all probably about the funniest people on the block. I'm just saying.
We'll see. Well, you know who it is. Cowboys.
You see, you wait a minute. Hold on. It's probably a gang of Cowboy fans on here, but it's always Confetti, the one that come in this motherfucker and interrupt the whole goddamn program. Hey, hey,
Cowboys. I didn't talk about the 49ers. Are you mad at me?
Be Niners fans out there, man.
I wasn't talking about the 49ers. Somebody else shot slow to the 49ers.
Bro, you better shut up or I hang you up. Damn it.
That was me saying something about the 49ers.
I don't give a damn who it was. I hang y'all ass up.
Anyway, we had a 49ers player coming on the radio show, but they ain't win no Super Bowl, though.
Who was that, Rayvon Lee down there?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Rayvon Lee, what it does, brother?
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. Cowboy fan for life, Tony Dorsett.
I should have left you last
White, Randy White, Too Tall Jones. You know what I'm saying? Everson Downs.
Hey, look. Stop right there. Rev Ali. Confetti. Name some Cowboys from the past that were Super Bowl champions. Not Emmitt. Go back before Emmitt Smith. Go back before Troy Aikman. Who was the Cowboy coach when they really was going off? Who was the quarterback? Yeah.
Tom Landry. Yeah. Tell him.
Hey, Al, come on. You ain't supposed to tell him. God damn it, this is a quiz.
I'm out of sight, out of mind right now. You know?
Yeah, because you weren't a Cowboy fan then.
I was.
Okay, who was the coach back then? Who was the coach in the 70s that got the most victories?
I don't know. I still don't mean it. Okay, don't mean because I don't know everything. You know? I'm buying everything I say out of mind right now.
Come on, he don't knows me. That.
Oh, my God. See, that's what I'm saying. You know what it's called? It's called bandwagon jumpers.
No. But it is. When you watch it, we can get back and... You know, you hear a song over and over. You can go see it over and over.
I know. How come I know when everybody else know and you don't? And you a Cowboy fan.
We living for the future right now.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't getting no Super Bowl
bro.
This year, so
who
about that right now?
It's dark, Jimmy. It's dark,
what
Jimmy. I'm gonna tell you something about fans of football. If you're an actual football fan, you could go back all the way even before you was born and name people. If you were really a fan of the team.
That's right.
You got a fan of the team. You know, you started being a fan of the team when they started winning. You was probably like a fucking...
No, bro.
You
know,
I
was a fan back then. You know what?
Like
when they won
that,
I was probably back in 94, 95. I was a fan back then.
Later on.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Now, I'm a Dallas Cowboy. I was in the stadium. I'm from
I
Eugene.
Like,
I'm looking here. Hold on. I'm from
I was,
Eugene.
I was about 19
back then. Confetti's really from Louisiana. He's not a real Texaner. But I'm
That's
a real
what
Texaner.
Talking
you can
about.
Ask me them questions.
He was a New Orleans fan.
Oh, I wasn't a New Orleans fan. No, I ain't never was a New Orleans fan.
You see, Rev Ali came in, you know what I'm saying? Rev Ali came in saying OG name. See what I'm saying? So you ain't got to ask me nothing.
I know that, but see, those are real Cowboy fans. You know what? Real Cowboy fans, I respect. Confetti,
I
went to Tom Landry Church. I went to Tom Landry Church. He's Catholic. I was in the Catholic school. Our school was invited to his church, and I seen Troy Aikman way back then. He was 17, 18 years. Dad already had plans for this boy way back in high school.
He told me I had to go back to Troy Aikman.
He went to the NFL.
I know more Cowboys than you know from way back in the day.
You froze me. Hey, look at that. I had to go back to Cole Emmett.
You don't know nothing about no Bush Johnson. Tony Dorsett.
Timmy Newsom.
Right.
I don't know about Timmy Newsom.
No Crazy Ray. Crazy Ray. If you don't know about Crazy Ray, you don't know about the Cowboys.
Hey,
man. You don't know about
the Cowboys.
Who was Crazy
Ray?
Ray?
Who was Crazy Ray?
Hey, he made two trains.
Who was Crazy Ray? Now, who was Crazy Ray? I'm asking everybody. Who was Crazy Ray?
Oh, y'all done fell for the Okie Doke.
Hey, man.
See, fresh back out.
Crazy Ray. Y'all know Crazy Ray.
Check it out. How many years I got to be a fan to be a Cowboy fan?
Y'all
going back by 20-something years. They don't want to take you back.
When you go back to fucking 6-7 years old,
94-95, you talking about
who fan you want to be.
Check it out. You going back in the team when I'm, you going back in my team years when you 94-95. 93,
oh, that wasn't even a year. That wasn't even. That we talking
no,
about.
But
the,
I'm saying, but you
don't
know what I'm saying, bro. I mean, how many years I gotta go back? You want me to go back when I'm 5?
I just told you. I played out of 60 to 70. 60 to 70.
Come on, man.
The golden age.
I'm ready. This is my team, baby. Come
when you a fan of a team. You go back in history. It's almost like right now. This is what I'm saying. This is getting ready to be some serious shit. It's almost like right now. You got a whole lot of these young-ass motherfucking so-called motherfucking rappers, and they can't even go back and they never went back and did the history of hip-hop to find out who the people who started this shit. They just rappers. You ask a motherfucker, man, look. When I did a show in Detroit at the strip club, and the stripper girl wanted to get up there and dance. You know, when they was talking to her, they say, "Well, you know who he is?" She was like, "No, well, his name is Scratch. He used to be in NWA." And she said, "Who is that?" Okay, I could understand the stripper not knowing who NWA is. But when you fuck around and you a fan of something, you have to go and do research about them so you can know about them.
Hey, man.
I'm going to say this, though. I was raised in the 70s on the Cowboy. Crazy Ray. If y'all don't know about Crazy Ray, any Cowboy fan on here, if you don't know who Crazy Ray is, you don't know about the Cowboy.
I mean, you went back when you were 5.
You know who Crazy Ray was?
He wasn't Washington, was he?
Crazy Ray was the Dallas Cowboy hype man. He was the black man to come on the sideline.
Oh,
he
yeah, with the big-ass fucking hat on.
Thank you. That's Crazy Ray. I knew him personally. Therefore,
when you a fan of your team, you go back and do research even before you was young in order for you to know who these folks are.
Crazy Ray gave me some nachos. I was in the Cubs guy's team, and I was in the stadium watching Cowboys.
He gave some nachos.
Gave me some nachos.
Did he have jalapenos on him? Would he have jalapenos on him?
Wait. Hold on. I gotta do this.
Crazy, right? Hold on, yo. Benji, do you got a football team? Yeah, I'm still a fan. I don't want nobody talking down on my team, because I love my Steelers. I'm black and yellow all the way. I've been, despite their recent play, I love my Steelers.
Who's Franco Harris, baby? Who's Franco Harris?
I don't know the history of the Steelers. I just love the Steelers. I'm like him. I'm a rapper. Ask me something about some rapping. I know all of my history. When it comes down to some motherfucking football, I like my Steelers.
Okay, Peaches. Who's Terry Bradshaw? Who's Terry Bradshaw, baby? Who's Terry Bradshaw, baby?
She's not fed the podium like Terry Bradshaw. They was wide receivers. Those were the receivers.
Mean Joe Green.
He played on defense. What was that nigga name?
That was
Walker
Iron
Long.
Curtain. They were the Iron
Walker
Curtain.
Long. Nigga, I know, man. I know football, bro. Even if they wasn't my
them the golden ages of football. Football ain't like that no more. It's damn near like wrestling.
When them niggas was in there with no teeth, nigga, they was getting their teeth knocked the fuck out every time.
Everything. Hey, they take their arms up with duct tape. They break their leg and tape it up with duct tape. Get back on the field.
Hey, how come this is the first year Booty get out here claiming he a Cowboys fan?
I've been a Cowboy fan. Look at Scratch. 20 get on here representing for the Cowboys, man. Why are you crazy? Scratch, 20 get on here representing for the Cowboys, Scratch. I don't know if I'm getting on here. Cowboys, bro, hey, check it out. Hey, bro, one thing about you.
You say I'm from Louisiana. Remember, I grew up half and half, baby. 420.
Bro, yeah, I claim I was born in Texas. I was in Texas, nigga. I'm 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 in Texas, nigga. I I salute. I'm trying to back your ass first off. I'm trying to back
hey,
you up, man.
Hey,
you want to slide in?
You ain't never got here talking about your cowboy.
I'm a cowboy, nigga.
Wait a minute.
I'm a cowboy, nigga.
Every one time you see a cowboy team.
Oh, no.
I'm a hollering cowboy, nigga.
This nigga.
Let me tell you something, man. I went to Slick Hill. Eugene Lockhart is from my hometown, nigga. I met every one of the last other Dallas Cowboys. They come to the high school. They played against the police department, the fire department. Then they came to the club, nigga. I'm in the club with the Dallas Cowboys, nigga. And this is a man that we used to be not seeing them, nigga.
Hey, man.
He said, nigga?
Nigga, I'm in the stadium, 81, 82.
Hey, look, Buddha, confetti, check this out. Confetti always start this argument with me. first thing Cavani do is be like, oh, Cowboys, he always start this thing with me.
I had a Tony Dorsett bicycle. You remember the Tony Dorsett bicycle? Tony Dorsett had a bicycle, nigga. I had that, number 33, on the goddamn BMX, blue and steel tire, nigga. With the goddamn
nigga.
Nigga, what are you saying?
No.
So what you want me to do? What you want me to do, man?
Steve,
you still
now,
got an autograph? You still got the bicycle autograph?
Hey, hold on. Let Sweet B talk. What did you say, Sweet B?
I keep saying that you started off with them because they was talking shit about your football team, and now these niggas been flexing for 30 minutes.
I ain't talking
about they all fans of the same team, and they still arguing. You from Louisiana and you from Idaho and
Idaho.
I'm from the west side. Oh, I'm from the west side.
Got potatoes
out
there. That's where the potatoes is, right?
Yeah, I'm from
that nigga, hey, Scratch, he making some french fries.
I'm from Idaho, that's for fact. But that 1982, I was in Texas Stadium, though, with them french fries and them nachos.
What's wrong with that?
I ain't fucking with y'all, man. Look. We got about 23 minutes left, man. Let me jump into a couple of these songs. We gonna come back. Y'all relax yourself a little bit.
Oh, you know I love y'all, man. It's all to be good.
I know, man. I know what it is, man. Hold on, man. I gotta put my nigga on for a minute, man. Hold on. Let me play this. Play my Tupac shit that I love so much. Man, if y'all lie to y'all listening, y'all Dallas Cowboy fans don't call. 323-412-1597.
Look, Scratch, if you don't want the french fries, you can have hash brown instead.
Hey, so
I like both of them. I like both of them.
With cheese. With
hey,
cheese.
Potato
time, with cheese. I'm telling you.
Mashed potatoes.
Oh, my. Mashed potatoes. Hey, see, that's what I'm talking about. If it ain't nothing wrong with it, ain't nothing right with it. Oh, man. Here we go, man. Let me throw my nigga on. True West Radio, 323-642-1597. Don't pay no attention to these cats, boy. They be tripping.
Hey, don't forget, Idaho's on the west side. Don't forget that. We on the top. We in the very top of the W.
What's happening, nigga?
Throw your motherfucking hands up, nigga. That's right, we're gonna take it back. These motherfuckers gonna start catching left and right and uppercut. I don't give a fuck. Put your guns down, let's have fun now. That's right, nigga. Old school on this side. How many suckers wanna see me dead? Cause they peeping me on TV, man. Cause they bitches wanna G me. Now take it easy. It ain't my fault to see a hooker. You should've shook her. Don't play or hate me when I took her. Life of a crook. Look at them dub niggas ballin', y'all. I got the hoochies full of liquor, fucking all of y'all. And my name will be synonymous with spittin' game. Slangin' cane, it ain't the same, niggas better change. Them three shots, now you're stretched for life. To get arrested twice, the third time for life. And I don't think you understand me, G. That penitentiary time, just like the plan for me. I got a new thing, get your papers and do things. Niggas ain't following the truth, gang. Cause if they was, they wouldn't be running for they trunk. Every time that it's time for funk, motherfucker, throw your hands up. My destiny, and let my anger get the best of me. Everywhere we hang, it's the same thing. At 95, you can die if you gang bang. We can't survive, you can pie like a douche. Can't close my eyes, cause these cowards wanna do me. It's human, I've been hustling since day one. Out on the block and never stop until my day comes. But nowadays, it's like bang bang, duck quick.
guess you think you touch it cause you bust clip. But suck dick cause the kid got a cat feel. The rap feel full of bonies and fat feel. And that killed everybody gonna act hard. I swear to God it's the season to pull a nigga's heart. You fucking fraud, can't handle business like a soldier. Best you petrified to throw up on the shoulders, nigga, I know your hands up. Throw your hands up. Get up, nigga, what you going for the trunk? Throw your hands up. Last year, motherfuckers tried to bury me deep. I had a beef in every city, screaming fuck the police. Couldn't see some adults about the baddest bitch. Picture me mobbing in a rag with swift. Fuck the dick to let a trick be a trick. When he sipping, leave a sipping in the middle of the street while I'm pimping. You can throw a sign, but I'm blind to that punk shit. Running with some real motherfuckers, then we run shit. Fuck that dumb shit. I ain't stopping, it's high speed. Rolling on the 405, bumping side weed. I'm 60 gears and I disappear. Listen here, if they take me alive, I'm doing years. But still no fear, cause I don't think that they can catch me. The 350, or put them bitches right in back of me. They won't jack. And just when I thought I passed, fucked around and went low on gas. All I heard was throw your hands up. Throw your hands up. All y'all niggas out there thinking y'all really like, you know, tearing shit up. You really ain't, bro. You only sending the police to the block faster. Soon the niggas gonna be coming with the army tanks and shit, just mowing niggas down. Fuck half you motherfuckers can't shoot nowhere. Put the motherfucking gun down, nigga. Let's take it from the shoulder. If you a real motherfucking soldier.
California, that's where my heart beats. I stay dedicated, love everything about it. If you ain't been here, I'm about to talk about it. Born and raised here, home of the go-getters. California sunshine, got your boy tasting that. Skrilla for real, let's take it to the Bay. Yay. On my way to Sacktown, where the homies don't play. For real, they get it popping over there. Ain't talking about bottles, they get litty over there. Yeah. Let's turn it around and head to the FC. Cruising down on 101, that's where you find me. Dipping in and out of lanes, enjoying the Cali breeze. On my way to sunset, to splash out a little cheese. Trying to get it in while the night's still young. Everything 100 when you with your day ones, huh? Can't fall. Bread LA, soul of the city in my veins. This game is my game, on God, this love is pain. And I've been in it for a cool minute. 30 years, 4 months, 7 days, and 3 minutes. And I ain't slowing down like I'm fresh in it. Progression is best fitted, describe me, so let's get it. Rocking a fresh fit in my windows is best tinted. Started, but I finish, you get it when I spit it. Palm trees and beaches, Converse and sneakers. Ball braids the face.
I don't know what the fuck happened. Hold on. I know what I'm gonna play though. Damn, that's my song, man.
See, I know you want this gushy gushy, grabbing on the sushi. Hands all over my body like a button, you so push it. Watch it pop it on a rocket, be a trending topic. Say you plug, wanna sock it, need to fill these pockets. It's Benji, baby, fuck you, baby, no need to say it again. Must gotta remind these hoes that I be the one that bends them in. We did it again, and I got your man, he all in my bed trying to swim. Bustin' and poppin' it, didn't wanna stop it, shit, till he not all on my chin. Yes, I be so nasty, you hoes might wanna take my class. Teach you how to beat the shit, leave them fuck niggas in the trash. Go knock them down, dominoes, wear your crap, let it show, make sure on you that back they blow.
Then pop that pussy, oh,
this gushy, gushy, grabbing on the sushi. Hands all over my body like a button, you so push it. Watch a pop it on a rocket, be a trending topic. Say you plug, wanna sock it, need to fill these pockets. Well, we getting money over here, we ain't taking nothing less than a Benjamin. My whole team gon' eat. And if you ain't down with that shit, man, you in the wrong circle. See, I know you want this gushy gushy, gripping on the sushi. Hands all over my body like a button, you so push it. Watch him pop it on a rocket, be a trending topic. Say you plug, wanna sock it, need to fill these pockets. Know you want this gushy gushy, gripping on the sushi. Hands all over my body like a button, you so push it. Watch a pop it on a rocket, be a trending topic. Say you plug, wanna sock it, need to fill these pockets.
In the shadow, dressed ready for battle, snakes without a rattle, creeping in the dark behind bushes and trees. Hide your gun, you better run before you get some of these. Do me wrong in this zone, here I come, watch your back. Niggas talk too much, that's why I knew where they was at. Exactly, surprise, motherfucker, it's me. Unexpected, you on a list, since your bitch has defected. Take one, take two, maybe three, maybe four. I don't know how many till your ass hit the floor. I go hard, disregard, Mr. Nice Guy. I wonder why you disrespect. The contract is signed for me to break your neck. But wait a sec, I wanna make this heard for a long time before you flatline, erase for mankind. I wanna be the last thing that you see, and he'll remember me, throwing up a dub and a seed. Me never, however, if you want to, we could go there. Me and you and a friend, that'll make the fight fair. My gray hair make you think you got the upper hand. I slept the fuck out your ass, that's a grown man. Come over here to the two and guess these hollows. Fuck Rainbow Brighton, all them bitch niggas that follow. Watch what you say about the old men. Look at them today, you won't see his bitch ass again.
Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909. 909- 237-4130.
or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tighten them white dudes down your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
For hip-hop live.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio, and we back. Let me let everybody up in this motherfucker. I sure would like for y'all to make some drops for motherfuckers. I know y'all got it some kind of way. I need some more drops. I need some more everything.
I got a tater tot drop I want to do for you, man.
Come on, hey, over here.
Who
get
is
these
to walk here? Walk
I got
the
these taters for you. Oh, my God.
Y'all hey, who was hurt you walk to and walk the paint, man?
Huh?
Who was hurt you walk and walk the paint?
Who is Herschel Walker? Walker
one played for Walker. Dallas, the other played for Chicago.
Yeah.
I knew Herschel Walker then.
Who is that? Who is that? Confetti?
Everything out of sight, out of mind. I remember Tony Jones said Herschel Walker.
Waiting for the commercial to end so we could just jump back
well,
in Herschel where
Walker.
He left off.
He was thinking about Herschel Walker the whole time.
Right. Herschel Walker, one thing about Herschel Walker, he didn't lift weights. He didn't lift weights as a cowboy. He was naturally cock strong. What he did was he did bales of hay on the ranch. He do 3 or 4 miles of bales of hay, not the round one. He pushed hay, he squared it off, and he threw it on the back of the truck. He run alongside the truck. Pick up the barrel of hay and load it while the truck was running. That was his exercise.
You got it over there, boys, and you chewed it.
Oh, my God.
That's my hometown, Palestine, Texas. Once again, I'm from Palestine.
You
don't forget about Adrian Peterson.
We,
Adrian Peterson. Adrian Peterson, too. Palestine, Texas.
Yeah.
Yo, boy. Y'all just... Y'all's a piece of work, man.
I know the people. I done met these people personally. I know them. I knew Adrian Peterson went back in, when he was playing high school ball. When he used to get on the bus. When he used to get on the damn bus.
So
right
there
on
West,
right there.
All of them got on the bus in Crockett.
Eric Dickerson. Where Eric Dickerson?
No, I stayed in Crockett, Palestine, 28 miles apart. Palestine like going to Dallas. Crockett to Palestine, they're on a straight path. You can't miss one or another. You're going to have to see it one away. Come from Dallas, or you're going to go through either one of them two towns. Going to Dallas, or you're going to go through Palestine. Come to Houston, you got to go through Crockett. One head north, other head south.
You say going to Houston, you got to pass through Crockett in Palestine on 45.
Yeah, you can pass Palestine on 45. You go, you gonna pass on 45.
You mean get out of here, man?
Buffalo, Palestine.
Get out of here. Man, 45 straight south, man. You ain't gonna hit Crockett up Palestine.
Are you crazy, no motherfucker? You crack it, come right through Madisonville. Get through Buffalo. What are you saying, nigga? You, hell, you can't fuck with me.
No.
You can't fuck with me,
dog.
You
know goddamn well. 45
there,
might go through Madisonville, but it ain't going to Palestine and crack it. So chill out on that.
Hey,
that's off the highway, bro.
Uncle would take you right to Palestine. Uncle would ride right Buffalo.
But
when
you say you get on 45, you say going from Dallas to Houston, yeah, you get off the highway and go about 50 miles in the woods and not straight on 45.
No, Only on True West Radio, you can have a bunch of country
shot.
Motherfuckers talking about that goddamn where they got to drive.
Buddha Ali and Cavetti.
Yeah.
For Google Maps now.
The only goddamn True West Coast shit going on, and we got these niggas arguing about where they driving. I love y'all though, man. I love y'all, man. Y'all, we good.
Me and Confetti do that shit all the time. We good. I already know.
I know. I mean, hell, we only been doing this shit for fucking 6 years, so I know what y'all be going through.
Yeah. Well, I got to salute Confetti because he is a master driver. He done rode all over the world, 18 wheelers since he was 18 years old. So he been out there.
He just don't know no cowboy name. He just can't remember no names.
Oh my God! The
only reason he became a cowboy fan, he got tired of Uncle whooping him. Goddamn it, for being a damn New Orleans Saints fan, so he switched to cowboy.
No, that ain't right. Jerry, listen. Jerry Jones, no confetti.
Close, any other team that I might have liked was the Oilers. But otherwise, I've been a Cowboys fan, man. Way before, you know what I'm saying?
That nigga say Jerry Jones, no, the motherfucker. This nigga say, thanks for dropping
the ball. But you
going to
tell
the
first thing you're going to be like, if you like the Oilers,
you'll be like, who's your dad? Yeah, everybody in Dallas know a confetti shoe.
I'm gonna go on that nigga Facebook and see if he got a picture with Jerry Jones on that motherfucker.
He do. He got one with Dak Prescott too.
But he broke his leg.
I'm gonna have to go. Y'all gonna make me go get me a picture with Dak.
I think I remember Cavetti. I think he brought the football to the stadium. I took a picture with him.
Look good.
Yeah, I'm up for the world. Y'all so wild, man. Man, we got about 3 minutes left, man. You know y'all, man. Y'all make the radio station so wild, so hopefully, like I said, hopefully before the beginning of the year, we'll be on Sirius and we're going to kick this funky ass shit off. And we'll be on Sirius so we can really get serious on there, shit.
Let's get serious!
Cavetti was dancing to that song one time, too.
I know you didn't get a Grammy for singing it, though.
No, Confetti was dancing to Johnny Kemp.
I might have made the beat. Hey, you might have made the beat, but you didn't get a Grammy for singing it.
Not Johnny Kemp, nigga.
Confetti used to have his NCO Club shirt already ironed when he got off on Friday. He had his NCO Club shirt dancing to Johnny Kemp just got paid.
That nigga had that Milli Vanilli shirt, nigga. He had that rayon shirt.
Paisley shirt looking like pops off of, what you call it? Off the Wayans brother.
Okay. Y'all better leave confetti alone. You better leave confetti alone before he drop a whole bunch of confetti on your ass. You know how hard that shit is to get off.
Hey, Confetti always set his drink on the speaker. He always had his drink set on the speaker in the club.
Hey, as long as it ain't all them little polka dots, it's cool. Cause if he's sweating, all them motherfuckers gonna stick right on your ass.
Like, what is Confetti Monday or something? Yeah.
Y'all crazy. Yep. Uh-huh. At True West Radio, man, we got about 45 seconds left, man. It's been an honor. Y'all ain't got to hang up because we can do some after hours if that's what y'all want to do. But everybody out there listening, man, give us a call on Wednesday. We got a couple of people coming on Wednesday. 323-642-1597. You know, we here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'm about to start kicking it off on Tuesdays and Thursdays again.
Well, thank you, sir. Life. We appreciate you.
Fuck off. God damn it, I got to sit up here and push all these buttons and shit.
I know, since you know, you got some help. We can help you.
Okay, well, we going to find out. True West Radio, we out this bitch. True West. Ha. Ah, shit, we off now. Fuck.
Well, Buddha Ali still on here?
Yeah, okay, Buddha you. Ali and Reverend Ali. We both on here.
Oh, shoot. Now y'all got to get Muhammad on there, too.
You got to get you some AA batteries.
Don't get them from the Dollar Tree though. They don't last long.
No, hey, I got mine is rechargeable, Scott.
Huh?
Mine is rechargeable.
You might be able to go get R. Kelly off, Red. But Ali, you talking about all he was trying to do was pee on them girls trying to save their life.
Hey, what was that shit? I want to piss on you. Remember that nigga James Chappelle?
Yeah.
My ass want to play.
He brought down the wave from down south.
Wait a minute.
He was lying in the cut waiting.
Wait a minute. I was always thinking about that shit. I'm like, damn, who want to get pissed on? Nigga, that's offensive.
Yeah, it is. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, now back in the days, I used to get my ass whooped for peeing in the bed. Now if I pee in the bed, it helps my skin.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he going to change color like Michael Jackson, ain't he?
Yeah, he's fucking up. Y'all motherfuckers crazy, boy, with that shit. But, yeah, nigga. Players want to play, ballers want to ball.
Ain't that a bitch we used to get whooped for peeing in the bed? Now Rev Allen, he talking about it help your skin and live 10 years longer. Ain't that a bitch?
Nigga, I think my bitch is like acid, nigga. I'll be like, oh, shit. Nigga pissing on his
damn, Rev. Rev Ali, you could have saved me in 82 and saved goddamn it R. Kelly in 2021. Must have been in John Cochran Law School at that time. He said, we're going to pee the fill.
I peed on the fill.
Now he peed and he drank the fifth.
Peed the fifth.
Oh,
hey, so Randy, you plead, R. Kelly, I peed the fifth.
I tell him, hey, this is what I tell him now. I tell him the vaccine or pee. Which one you want?
I'll take the vaccine.
No, you ain't going to take that vaccine, because when they push that button and all them niggas that took the vaccine's head blow off, they gonna push the button on you.
Hey, Rev, I'm competing in the vaccine. So, hell, Scratch, you got a double dose.
Oh, hell no.
Hey, well, you didn't have to get one shot. You didn't even have to get all three of them.
I'm thinking that, it's a whole lot of different kind of drugs involved in this whole conversation.
Different kinds of drugs.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, good catch. Let's go.
What y'all think about the FDA approved Pfizer? I tell them I don't give a damn what the FDA approved shit. They approved sugar, and it caused cash to be on the shelf for years.
Damn.
I don't know. Oh, it don't matter to me. I got vaccinated like 4 months ago. I'm good.
Oh, well, I take that back. I don't want them to push the button in. We need scratch, y'all. Yeah, so
if they push the button, cool, I blow up. Fuck it. I don't care. Shit.
I don't need you to blow up like that. I need you to blow up, you know, on the charts, not in the air.
Oh, yeah. Well, it is what it is to me. You know what I mean? I'm good with my decision. You know what I'm saying? I just see too many of my niggas just fall not having the motherfucker. That's the thing that scares me, because
right.
Motherfuckers are sitting up there now going, oh, I ain't gonna get it. Bam, and then they die. I'm like, fuck.
Damn.
That shit is scary to me, bro.
It's scary both ways.
People
that got
it. It's scary both ways. So it's a damn if you do, damn if you don't situation, my nigga.
Like playing Russian roulette with an AK-47, they saying, here, scratch, you go first. Shit.
Yeah, well, I mean, like I said, it's a damn if you do, damn if you don't situation.
Yeah.
If you don't, and then your ass gets super sick and almost die or die, it ain't nothing. If you die, it ain't nothing you can do about it.
Well, see, the deal is they got the Delta variant and then the Lambda variant. So every week they got a new, it's just like a pair of Jordans. Every fucking month they come out with a goddamn new pair.
At least I got some kind of bubble wrap around to where at least I might not die. You know what I mean? At least I might not die. And everything went good with it. So I might not die. But if I didn't get it, I could probably be dead already. How would y'all feel? Y'all motherfucker be like, well, there ain't no 2S radio tonight. Damn, where's Scratch at? Oh, damn, Scratch died. He caught the COVID. I ain't trying to go. I mean, I'm going against the odds. You know what I'm saying? I'm going against the odds. I went on and got that shit. I done had this shit 4 months. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to stop me from not getting
the
motherfucker. It's not going to stop me from getting it, but it's going to stop me from dying.
No, they say they died with a shot, too.
Four of my niggas died. It's like, bam, 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 bam.
Oh, they died with the shot?
No, they didn't get it.
Oh. Yeah,
they
say they got some people dying with the shot, though.
That's the whole case in point. The ones that are catching that Delta variant that even got the shot are still passing. So now they're scratching their head like, damn, okay, this vaccine was good for the first round. But now this new variant done came out, and the vaccine is resistant. So, like, you done got shot up 3 times for something that don't even exist no more because it's a new strain come out.
Man.
So what's
your
synopsis, Scratch?
I got, first of all, I got a mask to fit all my outfits.
Hey, Rev Ali, what do you think the best thing for him to do, Rev Ali? Don't give it to him. 1,000.
No, drink the urine, man. You can drink it. Drink your
y'all
urine. You can reverse it. You can reverse it with your urine.
Hey, you took that shot. You know if they had bird shit, turtle shit, and skunk shit in it.
I'm
so
not fucking with y'all.
I
with
think you're staying better. Rev Ali, tell me what you need to do again.
You drink your whole gallon of urine.
Yep, y'all have at that. But
I'm with
I'm
you on
cool.
this, Scratch.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
I'm with you
it's
on
the
that, Scratch.
It's the reason why they call it waste.
No, they don't call urine waste. They call boo-boo waste.
They all waste. Nigga, fingernails. If motherfucker bite his fingernails.
Scratchy crazy, motherfucker.
I'm just saying, man. The doctor didn't say, hey, well, yeah, just drink a gallon in your piss. You'll be all right.
Well, you see, the doctors ain't going to tell you that because they're not healers. They practitioners. A doctor ain't going to tell you to drink nothing that's going to heal you.
What? So if I drink my piss, I'm going to get, if I'm drunk, I'm going to get re-drunk?
No, you gonna sober up.
He'll make you sober up. Hell no, cuz I'm cool. I don't know. I'm still saying I'm cool. It ain't.
Well, ask yourself this then. How is it that the Most High God made it so you can pee even if you ain't had nothing to drink?
Because your body is made of water. You got more water in your body than any time.
Right, exactly. Now, why would he do that exactly for this here situation we in right now?
Okay, so wait a minute. Hold on. Let me tell you this. So why did they make toilets?
They made toilets because somebody had an invention.
They just made toilets for shitting.
Yeah, of course they did.
They should have had a whole lot of bottles around, and you just pissing all these bottles.
They didn't make toilets for urine because you could just whip it out and pee in the bushes. So the toilet bowl had to be for the dookie.
If you're a woman, you can't.
See, the woman take her panties down and pee in the bushes too. I seen it too.
Hey, man, don't give them no ideas, man. Don't give them no ideas. They might get bit by a snake.
Yeah, because
some of them have been bit by a snake.
If I'm sitting in a pool and I see a snake, nigga, I'm running and pissing. I don't give a fuck if I'm pissing on myself. A woman will come down there and she go kneel down and something going by there on her ass or her little tutu. Nigga, I don't know.
Nah. I seen a girl squat down the bushes, pee in the cup, stand up and drink it.
Oh, no. Y'all making me sicker than the motherfuckers trying to get me to do that gay video.
they do a lot of porn movies down in L.A., huh?
The only thing they wanted me to do the website, and I wasn't going to do it because I can't watch it. Them motherfuckers said, he'll send you $5,000 right now.
And you can just edit it, huh?
He said, if you say, yeah, you would do it, he would send you $5,000 right now. I said, that's the $5,000 I got to pass on, bro. I can't do it. You can't give me $5,000 to drink my piss. How about that one?
Can we give you $20,000 to do it?
You might be getting close to something. it's almost like these motherfuckers want me to sell them my tracks for like 15 racks, but I can't say who did it, or I can't. And then next thing you know, I got one of my tracks out there, and they making millions of dollars off of my music. I can't do that. There's certain roles that you have.
That's right.
You know, as your person. It don't have to be everybody else's person. Somebody else might, you know, decide they want to do some shit like that. But me, I can't do it. My motherfucking pride, my motherfucking everything is way bigger than that. You know what I mean? So I can't do stuff like that. It's certain things. It might be something that I might do, but it's a lot of things I'm not going to do. I cannot edit a gay man's video or build a website. I cannot do that because my morals is way better than money.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So those are the things that I always try to tell people. It's like, there's limits. Now, some people don't have no motherfucking limits. They just took that 5G's and had them gay motherfuckers up there cracking.
Let me ask you this, Scratch. If you edited the videos, they was gonna put your name on the video, right? The editor, edited by.
It's going to be brought to you in part by King Scratchy.
If I was the one to make it, I damn sure wasn't going to put my own name on the motherfucker. That don't make no sense. Hell no. Oh, yeah, I did this. Mm-mm. Because I don't want nobody else calling me, telling me, hey, need one, too. Because I'm already got some shit scored in my head that always be there. And I be, that shit, Mm-mm. Now, like I said, if it would have been all girls, oh, yes, that would have been on.
She'd have been rich
by
now.
I'd have probably told him, just give me $2,500, nigga.
That's been sexy. You'll do it for a woman, but you can't do it for the men. That's wrong. That's morally wrong.
What the fuck you mean it's wrong? Nigga, what the fuck you mean it's wrong? Nigga, oh, my God. That nigga,
JoJo would have did that shit. Hell yeah, I'm taking that $5,000. I wouldn't have did that shit, but it was just funny
because
it ran across my mind. I was like, you know what?
I
got to
say it.
But like, no, some real shit, though. Like, it's a man and a woman were like, okay, I can do that for, you know, a woman real quick. But if it's say two men, niggas be like, hell no, you know what? God said you cannot do that. And at that time, then you ain't follow God's commands at any other time. But when it comes to that, you follow his commands.
I don't care. Because my wife be like, yeah, go on and do it. That's $5,000. I'm like, bitch, I ain't doing that. You crazy. Man, you think I'm getting ready to fuck around? No. There's limits. There's a whole lot of people out here that don't have limits. They'll fuck around and write a song for somebody just the way they want me to produce songs for people. And, you know, they give me X amount of dollars. And then I'm sitting up there watching my motherfucker little $15,000, $20,000 dwindle away. And then I'm looking on there, and they say, producer of the year is Dr. Dre for the song that Scratch made. Fuck that. Are you serious?
Wow.
Can't do it. There's morals to this motherfucker. I could have used that $5,000 like a motherfucker right now, but my morals say, hell no. We not going to do that. And then, look, wait a minute. Not only that, it's the website. And if they want some shit updated, I got to go back in there and look at it again.
So basically, man, you don't do no anything for money.
No, you don't do everything for money. You don't do everything for money. It's almost like a woman. If a woman a prostitute, I'm pretty sure when this old raggedy,
no, I ain't say everything. I said you don't do just anything for money.
No, not just anything for money.
That's right.
Not just anything for money. It's like I'm saying, like if you got a woman and she a prostitute, and she a prostitute, she trying to make some money, right? So she fuck around and here come this old dirty, smelly, trucker-ass motherfucker ready to get his fuck on who ain't took a shower. She ain't get ready to try to get this finger no pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's a limit. She'd be like, I can't do it.
Right. That might be her last day selling pussy. Might put her out of business.
That might put her out of business. So you know what I'm saying? There's certain things okay, that you just have to be like, I can't do it. And me being man, I can't be watching the man doing what the man be doing to the man. I can't do it. I swear that $5,000 would have looked good in my account, but I wouldn't even want to write the bill, nigga.
Yeah.
But I write the bill to the motherfucker. It should be like, hey, man, sex video.
I would have went, you know what I would have done, Scratch? I'd have found me one of them gay dudes I know and taught him how to edit and sent him over there to do it.
I only know one gay dude, and I was trying to sub that shit out because they was going to give me $5, so I was trying to, I was calling them up and like, nigga, if you want to do this gay video, I'll give you $2.
Hey, but like this, next time it happens, then, you know, I hit my nephew.
I don't know, cuz. I couldn't do it, bro. I really couldn't. As bad as I wanted to get that money, my nigga, I couldn't do it. There's a limit. There is a limit to anybody. There's a whole lot of things that somebody could offer you guys some money for, and y'all guys wouldn't do it. Y'all women wouldn't do it. Hell, I don't know if, I don't know, man. Let's see. Well, shit, I'm outside. I know Sweet Pea, nigga, it's certain thing women wouldn't do. The same thing men wouldn't do. You know what I'm saying? There's certain things that you just won't do because you just don't. You just can't do it.
What you won't do for love.
You find everything. But you won't give up. Oh, excuse me. But nah, it's things that you can't do and you won't do. You know what I mean? And oh, some indecent proposal shit. Motherfucker, yeah, I'll give you $1 million to sleep with your wife. You be like,
damn.
Shit, baby, go on and get
out of shit. Hey, I be like, shit, you can have her, because when you get back, she ain't going to be here.
Right. Type of shit. You be like, nigga, I don't even want her no more. You know what I mean?
Thank
so,
you for being
here. Yeah, so those are things that, you know, that I was looking at. Because I was, man, you know how many niggas I call? My homies and shit. And I was like, bro, they want me to do this shit. And them niggas was talking about, nigga, that nigga Scotty was like, do that shit, nigga, that's $5. I'm like, cuz, if you come do it. I'm like, cuz, you come do that shit, my nigga. I give you a crash course on editing videos right now. You come do it. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
Money ain't everything, man. Money ain't everything.
It sure ain't. Not doing no shit like that.
Nigga, that shit be embedded in your head for the rest of your day. I don't give a fuck how straight you are. That shit just be in your head.
Hey.
Nigga, wake up like a nigga trying to put a dick in your mouth type of shit.
Nightmares of the night.
Nightmares. Mm-mm. I couldn't do it, bro. Man, that shit was fucked up, bro. I swear I was trying to, man, I was calling everybody I know. Because it might just be, I might know like an undercover gay editing motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I'll do it.
That's why I said it. If you would have called me, my nephew do editing and shit. I mean, you know he gay, so shit. It would have worked.
Got
right
the cheat code. He got the cheat code.
For real.
Up, down, down, square, circle, square. Fuck that.
Back for a space.
Yeah, and I think one of my people, he knew some people that was probably thinking about doing it. And I said, I think I got somebody to do it. He's like, he already found somebody to do it. I was like, all right, cool. I was trying to get somebody $2,000 to do the motherfucker. And I could have walked away with like three racks, like, yeah.
Okay, well, next time we know what we got to do. We got the game plan. You hit me, I hit him, and it's taken care of.
But it was just, it wasn't just editing the videos. It was like building a website, too, though.
Oh, well, shit, now, I don't know about that part.
You know, that's the thing. Now, if them motherfuckers would have had, like, all the videos, you know how most of the pornos start, the motherfuckers be just chilling and shit, talking, and they was all edited. I could have put the motherfuckers on a website. I didn't even have to look at the shit. If they was all edited, yeah, I did that. And when they just sitting there in the park, nigga, looking at each other, I could have did that. But when it got down to
nowadays,
the motherfuckers,
nowadays they got all this goddamn. What it's called, when they can Photoshop niggas in and all that, they can make a nigga look like he in that shit. It ain't even that nigga.
I feel really, but I'm... Man.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
It's fucked up, man.
But I got it's a whole lot of shit, man. I'm telling you, this movie, boy, I wish y'all was all out of here, man, so we could all get in this motherfucking movie. I ain't in the movie. I just want all y'all motherfuckers to be in the motherfucker.
Technology is undefeated.
What movie you doing, Scrap?
Huh?
You doing a movie?
Yeah.
That's good, man.
Yeah, it's called 2 Weeks.
Damn.
Yeah, this nigga, man, this motherfucker just got promoted and everything good. This nigga just happy, and then he go to the doctor, and they say, you only got 2 weeks to live, so this nigga just fly off the hook.
Damn.
Damn.
He don't drink. He don't drink. He don't smoke. He don't do shit. Then they go to work, take care of his family. He grew up in South Central, you know, but his boys, they drink and smoke and shit, but he was just a nigga that didn't do it. But this nigga, he fucked around and, you know, he got promoted, nigga, like junior VP of the company and all this. And that's like on a Friday. Next Thursday, he go to the damn doctor, and the doctor tell him that he only got 2 weeks to live. So it's like he thinking about, what the fuck am I going to do? Do I just want to just have fun with my family? But he start thinking about shit, so he going to start thinking about niggas who fucked him over in the past because he was a good guy. So he going to start smoking and drinking, and he get ready to start tearing their ass up.
Dang.
And at the end of the day, the motherfucker got misdiagnosed, so he going to jail. They going to take his fuck ass to jail at the end of the movie. He done went
that
fucked
sound
up
like
a
good movie,
gang
man.
Of people. Huh?
That sound like a good movie. You better make sure you keep your ideas protected, man, because niggas is crooks.
Oh,
so
I know.
You put that motherfucker out.
I know. I done wrote half of the movie like in 2 days.
Oh, okay.
Well, why you didn't write me a script then, Scratch? Shit, I'd have drove down there. I'd have put
you
on the cowboy hat.
We ain't shot it yet. I got to finish writing it. You can come down there and get on it because...
I would have played Crazy Ray for you, man. Damn.
Because now, you know what? I'm right at Monday because the dude retired, and he got his boy's job. So now this nigga like junior vice president of the company. So now he getting ready to get his own office and all that shit. So it's something that's got to happen to where, you know, in between Monday and Thursday when he go to the doctor and find out that he only got 2 weeks to live, because it's going to be some shit that's got to happen. I need some kind of, you know how, like, have you ever seen a John Wick film? It's always a big boss motherfucker.
Yeah.
So I need a big boss motherfucker that nigga got to go and try to get. Like, this nigga took this motherfucker did this shit when I was younger, and whoop, and this, that, and the other. But it's going to be a whole lot of other motherfuckers. I'm even taking a category out of my life. Niggas stole my equipment. And I still vow to go and kill that nigga. If I fuck around, see that nigga at the fucking, if he's sitting in the motherfucking pool out there preaching at the church, nigga, he a police, anything. When I see that motherfucker, I'm going to fuck him up. I better not see this nigga nowhere. If he ain't dead yet, I better not see this nigga nowhere. And everybody got one of them motherfuckers. There's somebody that fucked y'all in y'all life that you'll be like, if I see this nigga, boy, it's on. I don't care who it is.
Man,
somebody
it's so
got
crazy,
one of them.
Man. It's so crazy with me, man. All my ops is dead. That I just made a movie called The Ops. I can't do nothing but kill my ops in the movie, man. All of them gone.
Oh, yeah. Hey, boy, that's good.
I can't do nothing but kill him in the movie.
Yeah, so that's what it is. So, you know, of course,
speaking of a movie, I got a movie coming up. I got a movie trailer just came out, too, Scratch. You might want to check it out and shit in case you want to get me to act in your movie. I'll do it for you. It's your boy.
Oh,
right
hell
there.
Yeah. What you need? What you got?
I got a movie to, that's coming out and shit. I got a trailer that just dropped like 4 days ago. The trailer just dropped. The motherfucker on fire, man. So I got all kinds of good shit going on right now. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
got a whole lot of good shit going on right now. So I'ma probably send it to you. But you can check
it
out. You can check it out on YouTube. It's called The Ops Movie Trailer, Official Movie Trailer. Ready Merle.
Oh, okay.
The Ops Official Movie Trailer. You can check it out when you get a chance. You'll see that
Just send it to me so I could check it out, because I'm telling you, bro, this motherfucker's getting right. Man, I couldn't believe, because one of my boys, he do a lot of movies and shit. I did a lot of movies with him as far as like soundtrack. I did lights. I started at lights. Then I started doing camera work. That's how I really got started. And, When I called and told him about what I was doing, he was like, he said, just write the characters and the characters speak to you. The characters will tell you. And I was like, okay. And true enough, when I made all of the characters, all the characters start talking to me and telling me how they are, what they say, what their demeanor is and everything. I was like, oh, that shit is tight. So I start writing that shit. I was just writing. So now I wrote half of the script already. So now what I'm doing is I'm trying to type it, but I'm a one finger typing ass nigga.
Yeah. At least you can type.
Nigga,
that should
like,
be your next movie. That should be your next movie. A nigga learn how to type in the hood.
Yeah. Hood typer.
Oh. Yeah.
But the shit is dope, bro. I couldn't. When I let my wife read it, she was like, This is cool. I couldn't believe it. I just writing it, because I still write. It's almost like if I write raps, I write raps on paper. You know, my son, and maybe on their phone and all that old type of shit. And I still write everything I got on paper. I'll be like, okay, if I die and motherfucker wrote a motherfucking bomb song or a bomb movie, you can sell the goddamn movie script. Nigga, it wrote by me.
I write on paper, too. I can't even see it on phone. I wouldn't want nothing like that. I like paper, pen, and pad, baby. It don't change.
Me, too. Pen and pad. That's me. I wrote everything on the pen and the pad. So today, when I woke up this morning, I said, well, I think I'm going to have to type this shit. And it was cool that I typed it, because it was a couple of things that I changed going along the way.
Yeah.
You know, so, I let y'all see the script. Y'all can come out here and jump in, because I was going to have like a little casting call, because, I got one of my boys, my boy Mike, he worked at L.A. Casting, And I was going to get people. I was like, I told my nigga, I was like, man, fuck that. I'm just getting money to get my niggas to do the part. Like, whoever I know. You know, everybody ain't actors, but what I'm going to do is I'm just getting ready to get in my studio, and I'm just going to say all of the words on how they supposed to be said. So not only would you be able to, you know, read it, you'll be able to hear it too. You know what I mean?
So yeah.
If you got a certain part in the movie, when your part come up, I'm getting ready to tell you how it's supposed to be said.
Right, right, and the emotion and everything. But that's good, man. That's good.
Mhm. So that's what I want to do. I want to do it like that, to where, you know, it won't be just you guys reading the part. Y'all hear what it's supposed to sound like. Hell, I ain't like an actor, but fuck. You know, since I'm writing it, I know exactly how everybody's supposed to sound, how they're supposed to go down, bam, the interactions and all that shit. Because I got a domino game. I just finished a domino game with him and his boys. So I got to have all his boys, like, right on time. Bam, 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 how everything is going. So I'm just getting, when I finish typing that out, I'm just going to get on the microphone and go through everybody's parts. So they know exactly how they supposed to say it and everything. So it's going to be almost like a damn e-book already.
Well, you know what I'm glad about, man? Every time I call True Rest Radio, man, everybody always talking about doing something to better themselves. And that's what I appreciate you about, Scratch, you know what I'm saying? Because we know we come from L.A. shit. And we ain't talking about none of that stuff we was talking about back in the 80s, man, that we thought was the shit. I'm so happy that we grew, man, and we grew and we steady trying to do something on a daily basis, man. So that's what I love about True West.
Man, thank you, man. And see, that's the thing about True West, is always trying to even, you know, give somebody some kind of hope about something. You know, we have people on here talking. We got all of these people. Some people made it. Some people didn't. Some people trying to make it. And we could inspire some of these motherfuckers to do some of the things that, you know, we talking about. Hell, we got a victory. Hell, I paid
right.
for this motherfucker. I've been paying for this shit for 5-6 years. And nothing really came out of it for me. But every year, every month, I still pay for this motherfucker just so we can have moments like this to where we can sit and talk amongst each other. And I'm telling you, man. Try to make something happen for everybody else. I wouldn't do this. I'd have been through any time. I'm like, dude, this is really wasting my time if you want to know the truth.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I said what I said, Scratch. You know what I'm saying? Because you're an OG, man. And you know back in the days, we would have saved lives of a lot of gang activity. Had a nigga had a number to call to be on the phone, he wouldn't have had his ass on 79th and Normandy. You know what I'm saying?
Hell no. Yep. I'm too nigga not to hear you. But, yeah, man, that's the thing. You know, if somebody listening, if somebody willing to learn, some people want to be on something that they don't have an opportunity to be anywhere else. So this is like, you know, community helpline, as far as I'm concerned. Because that's what motherfuckers try to do. A lot of people don't call, but a lot of people listen. You know what I mean?
It ain't about the quantity. It's about that quality, man. If you got three or four that's listening to you, you doing good, Scratch.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm listening to you all the time. You know that because I call in. Everybody call in. All the young ladies, everybody, man. We got love for you, man. We got love for True West. We a family, man. So you know.
I know, man.
I appreciate
and,
it, man.
And I always tell everybody that too. I appreciate, you know, everybody that called in and, you know, that got my back on this, you know, because people ain't got to do that. But every time I look up and I see everybody's numbers every week, I be like, dude, man, that's cool. They want to call in. They, shit, motherfuckers got other shit they could be doing, but they call in and listen to me talk shit for 2 hours.
I'm telling you, man, look, I do what I'm going to do anyway, but I just call in and put myself on mute and still walk the dogs, feed the cats and rabbits, and do all my shit, but I'm on the radio.
I think you say dog, cats, and rabbits.
That's what I be taking care of, Scratch, what I be getting paid. You came one day, you be like, God damn, Ali, you getting paid, nigga.
Man, see, those are the things I used to do when A.F. Love used to run the show. Man, I used to just, I'd be around there, man. I'd be making music. I let him run the show. And, you know, I know when it's time to talk, I cut my shit off and I'll talk, do whatever, start playing music. I was doing a whole lot of other stuff, but now I got to do it all on my own. So I got to make sure the songs is rocking and this, that, and the other. But I got a plan. I'm about to put all these motherfucking songs in my turntables. And then I can sit up there and let them motherfuckers run. So if I play it like, you know, 4 or 5 songs, I usually try to, you know, play about 15 minutes worth of songs. You know, usually depending on how long they are. If they 5 minutes apiece, that's only 3 songs. But if I got 3, 6, 9, 12, I could play like 4 songs, and I know. I could just look on my goddamn screen and see when it's over. So I'm trying to do something different. And then especially, you know, if the XM radio people want to get with us, they own us. They listening. We get on XM radio. This shit is giving a beat. Totally different. XM Radio is going to be totally different. I mean, you ain't even got to call in. If you got XM Radio, you can just log in. You can listen to it in your car. You can listen to it in your house. You can listen to it on your phone. We still have a number you could call in. But that's ultimately what, you know, I'm trying to do. I'm trying to impress these cats, and they love it because we just so out there. It's not structured. It's nothing like something that we do like everybody else. The only thing I do is try to do 15 minutes. So it'd be 15 minutes of music, 15 minutes of talking, maybe. And depending on, you know, then we got our people. So that's the only thing I'm trying to do. I want to get the serious XM. And after that, it's getting ready to be on, because that's going to be something to where I know that, you know, even people like yourself, we all be able to at least make a couple of dollars. I ain't made no dollars.
That's all you need is a couple of dollars nowadays, shit. You know, you go down to SSI, they make you fight like hell to get $1,000 a month.
Right. Right. And it ain't your money, motherfucker.
Right.
That's the thing that be killing me. You be sitting up here fighting. I'm trying to get my money, and you fighting not to give me my money because... Why? I'm just doing my job.
Mm-hmm. Trying to stop you from getting paid. But you're right, though. The way you're talking about it, get a couple of this few dollars in your pocket. See, we got to create our own retirement and our own SSI by making sure we can at least get $1,000 a month, $1,200 a month every year, man. That's good, man. You know what I mean? Because, shit, man, you got to rely on these clowns. Use your own money to give you $1,000 a month over time.
We can't do it because they really not like I said, if I worked in any of those type of offices, my thing would be help this cat get his money. But when you go in the office, they feel like everybody come in the office is like people that's just trying to get over on the system. Hell, even if they trying to get over on the system, goddammit, it ain't your money.
Right.
It ain't your money. Motherfucker put in some shit and mud, whoop, 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 whoop. Not saying that you, if you ain't got all your credentials together or nothing like that, that don't mean just give them the money just because. But damn, help a brother out. Some people don't know the whole formula when it comes down to trying to get some money that you probably deserve. But versus trying to help people get the money that they do deserve, you rather ridicule them and put them down and make it. Man, I remember when I was about 18, 19, I went to the county building, right? I just had a fresh-ass Jerry Curl, and I'm going in there trying to get some assistance. You know what I'm saying? I was doing my thing and shit, but I'm trying to get some little extra assistance. And the lady told me at the counter, after I, you know, filled out my application, she said,
yeah,
you got some neat handwriting. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm an artist, you know, because I draw and shit.
Right.
And then she looked at me and she said, you must have just got out. I looked at her.
Damn, that's fucked up.
No. I said, no, I didn't just get out of nowhere. I just got out of fresh Jerry Curl. And then she goes, that's a terrible waste. I'm like, what you mean? I said, because I got knee handwriting, I got a fresh Jerry Curl, and then you gonna say I just got out? Like I just got out of jail or something? I'm like, that's some stereotypical shit right there.
Right.
I'm about 18 or 19 years old. I couldn't believe that bitch said that, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And I wind up having to go and talk to her supervisor about her. That
mm-hmm.
bitch got fired because she was doing that to a whole lot of people.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't put a stereotype on me. Really, I did just get out of jail.
They do this shit all the time, man. Every day, man, they say something like that. If it ain't you, and it's somebody else that's 18, like you said, you know what I mean? She's been doing that to a lot of people. But they still doing it to this day, though. That's the cold part about it. They still doing it to this day, and everybody ain't strong like me or you or a lot of other folks. And when they get told some shit like that, that make them, you know, commit suicide or do drugs or don't, you know, or just
right.
fuck up or turn gay or shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, the thing about it is, you know, it was a lot of shit that I learned. It was about 18, 19 when that happened. But, you know, I learned a lot of shit in my life before then. So by the time I'm 22 or 23, it's really, I kind of know what the fuck I need to tell these people in order for them to understand what the fuck I'm talking about.
Right.
You know, so you start getting a little sharp, you know, when you start going through a whole lot of different situations in your life. And I just start learning shit, and once I learned to where basically I got the upper hand in what I'm talking about versus what you trying to tell me, even with police. Oh, my God. Nigga, I gave the police the business. Man, them motherfuckers used to be so mad at me. They'd be like, oh, so you always want to pull the race card. Yeah, I'm pulling the race card because it's a racist offense. How in the hell can y'all tell me X, Y, Z when I'm doing X, Y, Z? I ain't did nothing. I ain't got nothing. So what's the problem? So when they start, oh, well, go ahead, go. You free to go. All right.
Yeah.
You can't put what I did in my past on what I am right now.
That's right.
And that's the thing that I always tell them. You can look up my record. Y'all can't look up my juvenile record, but y'all can't look at what I did in the past. Okay, yeah, I got caught with guns all the time. Did y'all find a gun? No. Well, what the fuck are we doing here? You know, so the thing about it is dumb motherfuckers don't know rights. So when dumb motherfuckers don't know rights, that's when they go to jail. Because they don't
that's
know
right.
what the fuck. They don't know they don't know they rights.
They don't know
they
shit.
They don't know they rights. So they always do something dumb to motherfucker get their ass took to jail.
Right.
The motherfuckers don't know how to speak. It's almost like, okay, now, hey, how you doing, young little 18-year-old motherfucker? I want to sign you to True West. Sign on the dotted line. Okay. Your dumb ass don't know what you're doing. Even though True West will be nobody who would try to take advantage of anybody, but your dumb ass just signed a contract that you don't know nothing about.
Right.
And you're 18. And see, people don't have nobody to teach these motherfuckers this. Just common ass motherfucking day-to-day life, these motherfuckers don't know because nobody taught them. Nobody taught me. I can't say nobody taught me. It's a few motherfuckers that was in my life that taught me. And then my father, he played jazz, but fuck, he played jazz in the 60s and the 70s. So what the hell could he tell me about the rap game in the 90s, 80s, 90s? He couldn't tell me nothing because the game changed. It's just like me. I used to sell dope, but if I wouldn't sell dope right now, I'd probably be in jail tomorrow. I don't know the dope game like I used to. And these youngsters don't know that shit. It's just, man, I don't know, man. Maybe I'm getting too deep into this shit right now, but I'm just saying, my nigga.
No, you ain't getting too deep. You telling the truth, man. I mean, look. Shit, we broke that chain. You know that chain we had around our neck for years when you can't seem to shake the police and you always end up in the county jail and shit up in downtown and then Wakeside and shit.
Oh,
I'm like, man, I used to hate getting arrested and going through all that shit, man, and having to take off my clothes and cough and all this whole bullshit, man. And that's what I used to think about when – you know, before I got in trouble, like before I run my mouth or say some shit that I know an officer might get mad at or something, I started learning how to break that chain, man. So it's been about 20 years since I even came in contact with a police officer on some shit like asking for my ID.
Let me see. The last time that motherfucker asked me for my ID, that was probably about 4 years ago. And it was crazy because my car didn't have no tags, and I was like, shit, I don't want to be driving around without no tags, even though I'm going right to the corner store.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm up in this motherfucker always, man. I keep my beard gray as a motherfucker. I probably, if I ain't going nowhere or doing nothing, I probably won't shave. I'm gray face as a fuck. And I always, if I walk to the store, I always got a cane. I got a cane. It ain't for me needing it to walk. It's needing it for dogs and niggas. Or anybody.
That's right.
Just
in case.
Mm-hmm. So, as soon as I hit Dakota, I saw the police car coming. And it was two white boys. They passed the two white boys. And it was three Mexicans. It was a Mexican girl and two Mexican dudes. Passed them motherfuckers. And I'm walking, trust me, gray face, cane, everything. And the motherfucker parked up, he pulled up next to me and said, "How you doing?" I said, "I'm doing fine." He said, "Where you going?" I said, "I'm going to the store." And I pointed my cane at the store. He was like, "Do you got some ID?" I looked up and I said, "Wait, hold the fuck on. So, you pass two Mexican motherfuckers, I mean two white motherfuckers, three Mexican motherfuckers, and it's one of me walking to the fucking store and you gonna ask me for my ID? How come you didn't stop all them motherfuckers and ask them for their ID?" I said, "Oh, it's the black thing, ain't it?" "Oh, well, I wonder why every time black people always say something, they got to run the black card." I say, "The black card is on the goddamn table, cuz. Because y'all motherfuckers passed by two white people, three Mexicans, and it's only one of me. An old man with a cane. And y'all gonna come and stop me and ask me for my ID? Turn around and go back and ask them for their. Turn around and ask them for their ID. And then I'll give you mine."
Mm-hmm.
"Oh, well, yeah, all right, whatever, man. You have a good evening." And they drove off.
Mm.
I told them, turn around and go and ask them for their ID right now. Two white people, three Mexicans, and one black gray-haired motherfucker with a cane walking down the street. Why in the fuck are you fucking with me?
Mm.
Yeah, I told them
couldn't answer, huh?
They don't fuck with me no more.
Nah, they know now. See, once they know, they don't want to mess with somebody that knows something.
Yeah, because, nigga, I would cuss they motherfucking ass out, bro. I would let them niggas. I will get they ass the business, and they can't say nothing about it. I got a freedom of speech motherfucking card that y'all motherfucking started, so I can say whatever the fuck I want. You need to calm down, sir. Calm down for what? I'm minding my own fucking business, and y'all come fucking with me. So y'all just got the motherfucking authorities just to make me shut the fuck up. You got your ass. You got everything twisted, bro.
Oh, yeah.
So they be
yeah.
All right, Mr. Burnett, keep it moving. Because a whole lot of motherfuckers, a lot of them know me and shit. So they be like, "Oh, there go Mr. Burnett. Don't fuck with him."
Mm-hmm.
"Don't fuck with him because he getting ready to give it to you." Man, I ain't got time, nigga. I'm the old man on the porch now. I'm the old man on the porch. Get the fuck off my lawn. I ain't got no time to be fucking with these. Man, it's a waste of time. I'm minding my own business, doing what I'm doing. Don't fuck with me, especially if I'm walking. Now, if I'm driving my car and I ain't got no tag on it or something, now y'all got a legitimate beef.
Right.
But if I'm walking, don't fuck with me. Mm-mm. Them motherfuckers told me, This is like years ago. When I first moved up here, he was going, well, you know you got $1,000 warrant. And I say, well, you want to take me to jail for it? I forgot what the fuck it was about. You know you got $1,000 warrant. Yeah, but you want to take me to jail for it?
Mm-hmm.
No. You good. You know, just make sure you take care of it. Okay. I was walking with one of my little Mexican homies to the store when they did that shit. Because they were looking for this one motherfucker. He had robbed some shit. And my Mexican homie looked just like, well, I ain't going to say just like, he's just a Mexican motherfucker, so we're still profiling. Well, you going to take me to jail for that $1,000 warrant? Nah, just take care of it. I'm like, y'all motherfuckers. So now all the motherfucking police up here know who I am. So they don't even fuck with me. They don't fuck with me at all. They be like, that's Mr. Burnett.
Yep.
Damn.
Ain't nobody doing nothing.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, at all. Ain't that something? You don't do none of the shit that you used to do back in the days at all now, at all. So it's like, shit, you know they messing with you now. You know they really messing with somebody that ain't doing nothing.
But you know, they know. But they probably don't know, because first of all, most of the motherfuckers that pull you over is somebody that's probably fucking 10, 20 years younger than you.
Right.
So that'd be the thing that'd be really fucking them up. They're like, dude, that one motherfucker, I told the motherfucker, dude, how old are you? That motherfucker said 23. Y'all start laughing. Are you fucking serious?
Young punk.
Yeah, nigga. Nigga, me and my, I got a white homie named John. Call him John B. That nigga, because that motherfucker, he played the guitar and all that shit. He a biker dude. That motherfucker. John, and the motherfucker, the first day I met the nigga, he had his shirt off, and he got white pride on his back. And I told my sons, I was like, we going to have to kill this nigga.
Mm-hmm.
He wound up being one of my best friends. So, he had got this little bucket. John got a good-ass job. But he bought this bucket, and he said, man, come with me to the gas station and get some gas. So we went up to the gas station. Then we rolled it, and then the police pulled us over. It's one of the people he went to school with.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, hey, Nelson, how you doing, man? He's like, oh, John, how you doing? But see, John used to punk this nigga when he was in school.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, well, I see that you didn't have no seatbelt on. He said, I got my seatbelt on. He said, you just must have put it on there. And I looked up, I said, he had a seatbelt on.
Mm-hmm.
And then this dude going to say, did I ask you anything? John White, bald-headed cat with a long-ass beard, he goes, man, you can't be talking to my homeboy like that, stupid. So he's like, well, you get him to get a ticket for it without having your seatbelt.
Mm-hmm.
So John was like, all right. So you know how you have to sign a little shit.
Yeah.
So he's like, all right, you guys have a good day. And then John said, fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
Cause he knew them ever since they was kids. So when we was leaving, he said, he gave me the ticket. He said, look what I signed the ticket. And the ticket said, fuck off. When you supposed to sign your name, you said, fuck off.
That's right.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's wild. But we still got to get to do some shit, man.
Yeah, it's going down, man. We gonna work, Scratch. I'm just trying to make sure I got all this money. Because, you know, even though folks at the studio will be acting like they like your music and you might have one or two songs they may like, they still want their money. You know what I mean? So I got to go down here.
Well, I mean, work with me. I mean, hell, I want my money, but I make sure you won't walk out of here with no garbage.
No, I'll be like I got some money tied down in the SSL board studio, $6,000. And so I want to use that time to see what I can, you know, come up with that. So I got to use that time. And then from there, I might, you know, stay there. Where I can always work with somebody and then go somewhere else and mix it and put it on that big old board. And you know how we do it, man. I might even dump it back down to the two-track, two-inch.
Mm-hmm.
Dump it back down to two-inch,
well,
man.
I'm just talking about any kind of new projects, we could get started. And trust me, man, I got the shit, man. There's one thing that motherfucker used to tell me, this nigga named Chick Corea. He used to do, he was a jazz musician, too, that used to work with my father. He said, Young Scratch, it ain't what you got, it's how you use it. And I always thought about that right there. It's not what you got, it's how you use it. And, you know, it's a lot of people that, you know, all them Wu-Tang niggas and, you know, my nigga Big Mike from the Ghetto Boy. I be fucking with all them motherfuckers. They be like, oh, send me some more. Because I know how to make it sound like it's supposed to sound like. And I ain't even got like a, you know, big old gigantic studio like a lot of people think. I ain't even got a vocal booth. But I make it sound right to where these people be like, man, send me something else. You know, so I feel real, you know, blessed to know how to work what I got to make it sound like what everybody needed to sound like.
Yeah. Let me ask you, Scratch, that maybe we can do that. Now, I need to set myself up where if somebody say, like, if you sent me a track, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I can go into my room, put it on my computer, and do the vocals right there on a microphone or something like that. I need to know how I need to know the best way to do that. So it sound like it's supposed to sound, and it'll go into the computer like it's supposed to when I do the verses, and then I can save them and then I send it back. So what do I need? Like, if I want to take a good guitar set, I mean, I ain't asking you to, like, pick your brain, tell me everything right now, but...
Oh, no.
I mean,
you good. You a specialty. You ain't like a nigga I don't know.
Yeah, I know. You know how respectful a nigga is. Rare Beyonce.
Nah, man.
Real,
ain't
real
like a nigga
discipline
I don't know.
Type shit.
You need, you know, the thing about... The crazy thing about, vocals is as long as you ain't in a big old dead room with nothing in that motherfucker and it's echoing off of all of the fucking walls, you good. It's like me. I don't have a vocal booth. I just turn everything off and you don't hear nothing because it's not, everybody think the vocal booth is the best thing ever. It's not really about a vocal booth. Do you know how many people that made hit songs that never had a vocal booth?
Mm, so yeah, I can believe it.
It's not about that. It's about getting a clean recording with no, you know, a lot of people, they wanna put echoes in and compress it. It's called clean vocals with no effects on it.
Right.
That's the only thing you have to do. And then if you're not gonna mix it yourself, you send it to the people that's gonna mix it. They the one that's gonna compress it and put all of the effects and all that stuff on there. It's everything needs to be recorded dry. Music needs to be recorded dry because, therefore, if I made a track for you, I might send you a 2-track. But tomorrow, you know, you send me your vocals, I'll fuck around and have your 2-track tracked out. So if I got 20 tracks, I'm getting ready to track it all the way out. You send me your vocals, I throw the vocals on there, and then everything is dry. So every kick is dry, every bass is dry, everything is dry. Then you send your vocals. I throw your vocals on top of it. Now we getting ready to get a mix on. You know, and then, you know, of course, we got the West District. So I got my nigga Rob Knight. He the one that once I mix everything, I send it to him, and he throw the master on that bitch.
Right.
Like the king of mastering. So I got a whole little tribe of motherfuckers.
So what you think I need to get, though, from, like, if I go to the Guitar Center, because I ain't got nothing to do vocals on nothing. So what do I need?
So
I got a computer,
have,
though.
You got a computer. You don't have Pro Tools?
I don't have none of that. I just got a computer, and that's it, and a speaker.
That nigga say, I got a computer and a oh my god.
Nigga, I be in here rapping.
Woo!
Looking in the mirror.
What kind of recorder?
It's one of them ones, you know, we work with the Bluetooth.
Oh,
you know?
Nah.
It's a boom thing, and it turns green, red, blue, and orange, you know, it changes colors.
Oh Lord, yeah, that's not it.
It's called it's an ion. It's a ION.
It's
banging. What you talking about, Scratch?
Hey, shit. Hey, banging is good, but is it gonna sound good when it's mixed and mastered type of shit? You can't do nothing with that.
Well, I just need something to play back so I can hear when I do the vocal. So that's all I'm using that for.
Okay. You might be good with that. But
yeah, I just
want to
hear when I do the vocal. Boom, boom, play
it
back, and that's it.
You need Pro Tools.
Okay.
And I might be able to get you a copy of Pro Tools. But you got a PC or a Mac?
I got a PC and a one of them Chromebooks.